City Storm Hockey.
Back to Berger with a shot. He scores! Chase Berger, second goal of the weekend. Now here comes Wilkie on a breakaway. Wilkie to the center. He shoots and scores! Chris Wilkie, a breakaway goal. Ties it at one for the Storm. Eastman throws it in. It's a goal! Kyle Eastman, first goal of the season. Mylan at center ice. Moving in. Shoots. Scores! Mylan wins it for the Storm, and they get 2 points in the shootout.
Now we go to the ice for Hockey in the Heartland. Here's the voice of your Tri-City Storm, Jared Schaffrin.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Thanks for tuning in to Storm Hockey here on Classic Hits 98.9 KKPR. Great to be back with you again tonight from Ann Arbor, Michigan, the Ice Cube in Ann Arbor, as the Tri-City Storm take on the Team USA under-17 team for the second consecutive night. We're inside the Viero Wireless pregame show. Viero Wireless, the official wireless provider of the Tri-City Storm and the Viero Event Center. Get more with Viero Wireless today. Visit us at Viero.com. Well, the Tri-City Storm had a 4-2 victory last night over Team USA. The fourth Friday of the season that the Storm have scored 4 goals, and that was last night's game. Tri-City scored 4 goals in a row to start things, 2 in the first and 2 in the second. Team USA got their goals later in the game. They got one from Max Jones on the power play later in the second period, and a single goal from William Lockwood in the third period. Tri-City held on for a 4-2 win. Matthew Freitag scored twice for Tri-City. Joel Herbert and Garrett Gomez each scored power play goals. The Storm outshot Team USA 37-23 in the contest, and Alec Dillon came up with his 5th win of the season, making 21 stops. Dillon's 5th win of the season. He is now tied for the league lead in wins. He does lead the league in shutouts. He is 2nd in the league in save percentage and 3rd in goals against average. And Alec Dillon back in between the pipes tonight for Tri-City, taking on Team USA once more and looking for a sweep the whole game here on Classic Hits 98.9. A lot of things coming your way in the Viero Wireless pregame show. A couple things to update you on. First of all, the suspensions from last night have been handed down. I remember we weren't quite sure what was going to happen with Connor Valisano, Garrett Gomez, both ejected from the game last night, both receiving 2-game suspensions for their role in the scrum last night. Valisano, the 2-game suspension for checking from behind. Garrett Gomez, the auto 2-game suspension for removing an opponent's helmet. He was given the 5-minute major in the game ejection, and they looked at the video on both of those penalties for Valisano. They deemed the hit was worth a 2-game suspension. For Gomez, the video review really a little bit inconclusive. So the call on the ice was removing an opponent's helmet. That's an automatic 2-game suspension, as that's called. They look to review the penalties to maybe change the call if there's something else that they can see in the review. And unfortunately, the video review was inconclusive. They didn't see Gomez actually pull off the helmet. They had to trust the linesman's call on the ice. And you'll hear Jim Holton explain it further in the coach's corner, but the Storm are without Garrett Gomez and Connor Valisano tonight, and instead they will bring in 2 other players, Alexi Ainali on the forward position, and Jason Critch will be in for defense. The Storm again dressing 22 players here tonight for the game against Team USA. As per USA hockey rules, they're allowed to dress 2 extra players, and so the Storm dressing the 22 players, and they've dressing 8 defensemen and 12 forwards. Everybody who's healthy and isn't suspended is in the lineup tonight for Tri-City. We got more coming for you on the Best Western Plus behind enemy lines, as well as that coach's corner coming up in just a few moments after a quick break. You're listening to Tri-City Storm Hockey on Classic Hits 98.9.
What's better than a top-notch smartphone for $50? A second top-notch smartphone for 99 cents. Yep, for a limited time, Viero Wireless has a fantastic BOGO deal. Buy the iPhone 5C, the LG G2, or the HTC One M7 for just $49.99, and you can mix and match a second for 99 cents. A second smartphone for 99 cents. It's a great time to switch to Viero, and when you do, we'll pay you up to $200. Stop in today. For offer details, terms, and to find a store near you, visit viaero.com.
Taco Bell presents the new Dollar Cravings menu. Plenty of options to satisfy any hunger, and all for only $1. now serving the Kearney area with two locations at 925 2nd Avenue in South Kearney and the new North Store at 5620 1st Avenue. Taco Bell, because sometimes you gotta live Mott's.
Diamonds, gems, pearls, bold, vibrant color, stunning, exquisite, twinkling, beautiful, brilliant diamonds. Yours, now, right now. You know she'll love it. Celebrate 55 years with Riddles Jewelry. Up to 55% savings, plus special interest financing. Don't miss it. Up to 55% off. Now during the anniversary sale at Riddles Jewelry.
New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery certified and fellowship-trained physicians provide a superior standard of care with no referral necessary. They treat all surgical and non-surgical orthopedic and sports medicine needs. No matter the activity, New West is here to get you back to it. Call New West Sports Medicine today at 308-865-2570 to schedule your appointment. That's 308-865-2570.
We're just minutes away from the start of Tri-City Storm Hockey. Back to the booth, the Viero Wireless pregame show continues on the Storm Radio Network.
Jared Chaffron with you at the Ice Cube in Ann Arbor for Tri-City Storm Hockey once again tonight. The Storm in game number 9 will take on Team USA's National Team Development Program. And let's go behind enemy lines and look at that U-17 team a little bit closer. Presented by Best Western Plus, the official host hotel of the Tri-City Storm, conveniently located right off the Kearney exit and right next door to the Arrow Event Center, offering the finest in amenities. Call Best Western Plus Kearney at 308-234-2541. Tri-City Storm taking on Team USA, and tonight we'll get a look at William Lockwood, right wing on the top line for Team USA, wears number 41, 5'10", 151 pounds out of Bloomfield Hills, Michigan. Lockwood committed to the University of Michigan, had a nice goal last night in the third period, the only goal of the third. Lockwood, really impressive shot to beat Dillon over the glove side. It's been very tough to beat Alec Dillon. He's one of the best goaltenders in the USHL early on this season. And Lockwood, pretty impressive as a young kid. Obviously, this whole team, 16 years old. Lockwood really does a nice job there. And this season, in 9 games, he's got 3 goals and 3 assists. Tonight, he'll play on that top line with Nick Pastajov and Keegan Houdeshell. And we'll be looking for William Lockwood all night, featured in our Best Western Plus behind enemy lines. Well, it's time for the coach's corner. I was able to speak with Jim Holton just a few moments ago as we prepared for this game, and a little bit different with the lines tonight. You'll hear coach talk about a little bit of a shakeup in the lineup due to some suspensions here in the coach's corner. Coach's corner before tonight's game between the Tri-City Storm and the U.S. National 17 and under team. Jared Chaffron joined by Jim Holton. And coach, a lot of changes here in the lineup after what ended up happening last night. And, you know, after a win on Friday, you usually don't change much. Here, it was kind of out of your control.
Yeah, exactly. We got the word this morning that both Valisano and Gamez received 2-game suspensions. They upgraded, I think, Valisano's hit from behind, and then the helmet, because it was called a match and there wasn't enough video evidence to rescind it, was also a 2-game suspension. So as a result, there's been lots of shuffling, but you know what? It's an opportunity for somebody else to step in, and it's nice to get an Eilean. I thought Nolan Abel had a terrific game last night, and let's just get 8 defensemen dressed. So an untraditional type of lineup tonight, but we're excited.
Yeah, and it's something you've talked to me over the last couple weeks where you feel like you'd like to see more of a few of those guys that haven't gotten as much ice time, and here's a situation that they can take advantage of. Look, it's out of everyone's circumstances. You're allowed to dress 22 players, and here's a chance for them to shine.
Well, that's exactly. We talked about it in the room, and I said to the whole team, this is an opportunity, and take advantage of your opportunity. In this game and in this business, when you get a chance to get in the lineup, you play so darn well that you never get taken out of it. And again, I was really proud of the way that Nolan Abel responded last night, and I hope Alexi can rise to the challenge. Jason Critch is another young man who's played very well and kind of been on the short end of the stick lineup-wise. So, again, I think when you go through a season, you're going to have injuries, you're going to have suspensions, you're going to have sickness, and team depth, and we keep going on about how much depth we have. Tonight's a night that we have to use that depth to our advantage.
What can the team do here to continue to play your style of game without getting into the trouble with the penalties that we saw last night?
Well, to me, it's focus and preparation. I mean, I think we have to learn our lesson from last night. Smart teams learn You're going to make mistakes. You have to learn from them. I didn't think we had the proper focus to go in and win a game. We did. We did. We won it on our talent, but not because of our structure, not because of our style. So tonight we have to win a game based on those things.
Get a chance to see Cody Milan at the center position tonight in between Jake Wallen and Kyle Eastman. Cody's a guy who's played center before. He's been on the wing for most of the season. But talk to me about that line and what you might like about the matchup there.
Well, when we were kind of looking at things, obviously with the two suspensions, we had to juggle some things up. And with Abel and Eile not having played a lot, I prefer that they stay on the wing. It's a lot for them to cover down low. I wanted to be strong down the middle. It's nice to have the luxury with Cody, who's played center in this league before. Cody's a very diligent defender away from the puck down low, so I'm very comfortable with him there. And, you know, that's got some intriguing possibilities. Cody is somebody that has a ton of skill and size. Wallen's at his best when he's in that pesty mode where his feet are moving. And then Kyle Eastman, I think, needs to have some confidence with the puck. So an intriguing line there. You know, we wanted to leave Appleton, Freitag, Abel together. I thought they had a very, very good night. No sense breaking that up. And Herbert and Berger have been a great pair all along. So I think I like the fact that two 20-year-olds can play with an Eile and bring him along. And then Chase Hatcher, we're going to move up the left side with Master and Wilkie. And again, I think that replaces a bit of the grit that Gamaz had brought to it. Hopefully, Chase gets a boost of confidence here and can clearly take off from tonight.
After you watch the video, what are the biggest things you've noticed that your team needs to tighten up playing a fast, loose USA Hockey team?
Well, structure is the key word for us. I thought we gambled all over the ice last night, and we talked about it on the air after the game last night. The odd man rushes against. That's from a lack of structure or a breakdown in our structure, so we have to be a lot more diligent in our structure away from the puck tonight.
Tri-City Storm and Team USA getting ready to go. It's the second game in as many nights between the two teams, and it's the final meeting of the season. Storm looking for a sweep. Coach, thanks a lot for joining us. We'll talk to you after the game.
Thanks, Jarrett. Looking forward to it.
In 4 years, Midway Auto Credit has professionally helped hundreds start rebuilding their credit by originating an auto loan when others couldn't. During those 4 years, many have been able to come back and buy a new car with a new car interest rate because their credit has been reestablished. If you need confidential help getting an auto loan, call Matt Mortensen today at 888-270-1240. Again, call Matt at 888-270-1240 or visit thinkapproved.com today.
Diamond Vogel paint professionals are masters of the mix. Our professionals can match any color you have in mind. Simply bring in a sample and we'll match it. We've made selecting paint even easier through the Diamond Vogel Envision Color Visualizer. Visit DiamondVogel.com/envision to learn more. Diamond Vogel, proud sponsor of Storm Hockey and the official paint of the Vero Event Center.
We're just minutes away from the start of Tri-City Storm Hockey. Back to the booth. The Viero Wireless pregame show continues on the Storm Radio Network.
Tri-City Storm and Team USA tonight from the Ice Cube in Ann Arbor. Storm looking for the sweep after a 4-2 victory on Friday night. It's time for the Burger King starting lineups. Home of the Whopper, Burger King's a proud sponsor of Storm Hockey with 5 locations to serve you. Burger King in Lexington, Cozad, North Platte, and 2 locations in Kearney. Burger King, have it your way. Tri-City Storm have an overall record of 5-2-1, 3-0 on the road coming into tonight's game this season. It's game number 9 for Tri-City, and they'll start their second line here tonight. Joel Herbert on the left wing wears number 12, 6'1", 190 pounds out of Edson, Alberta. 8 games played this year for Herbert, 2 goals and 1 assist, including a power play goal in last night's win. At the center, number 11, Chase Berger, 6'1", 192 pounds out of St. Louis, Missouri. 8 games played for Berger this year, has a goal and 3 assists. He's committed to Penn State. And on the right wing, number 4, Alexi Einalli, 5'11", 210 pounds out of Vidi, Finland. Einalli, in just his second game this season with Tri-City, gets spotted in the lineup and gets a start with Chase Berger and Joel Herbert up front. On defense, Bobby Nardella is on the left side, wears number 7, 5'9", 175 pounds out of Rosemont, Illinois. 8 games played for Nardella and a goal and 4 assists. He is committed to Notre Dame. And on the right side, his partner also committed to Notre Dame, number 3, Tori Dello, 6'1", 190 pounds out of Crystal Lake, Illinois. Through 8 games, Dello has 4 assists. In net for Tri-City, number 30, Alec Dillon, 6'5", 175 pounds out of Victoria, British Columbia. 8 games for Dylan this year, a goals against average of 1.44 and a save percentage of 94.9%. He's committed to RPI and a draft pick of the LA Kings. Scratches for Tri-City include Connor Valisano and Garrett Gomez, who are both suspended for the next 2 games. That includes next Friday's game against Madison, and Wade Allison, who is injured. Tri-City Storm head coach is Jim Holton. Assistants J.B. Bittner, Neil Breen, equipment manager Dan Bushka, and the athletic trainer is Colt Graff. Now the starting lineup for Team USA, under-17 team tonight once more for Tri-City. They have a record of 2-6 coming into this one, and they'll start up top with Nick Pastajov, number 36 on the left wing, 6 foot, 195 pounds out of Bradenton, Florida. This season, 7 games played, 4 goals and 3 assists for Pastajov. At the center, number 45, Keegan Houdeshell, 6 foot, 195 pounds out of Brighton, Michigan. Houdeshell wears number 45, and this year, 9 games played, 2 goals and 2 assists. On the right wing, number 41, we talked about him earlier, William Lockwood, 5 foot, 10, 151 pounds out of Bloomfield Hills, Michigan. Committed to the University of Michigan through 9 games, has 3 goals and 3 assists. On defense, number 47, Ryan Lindgren gets the start on the left side. 5 foot 11, 194 pounds out of Minneapolis, Minnesota, with 3 assists in 9 games played and a commitment to the University of Minnesota. On the right side, number 46, Luke Martin, 6 foot 2, 200 pounds out of St. Louis, Missouri. 7 games and 1 assist for Martin, who is also committed to the University of Michigan. In net for USA tonight, they've changed it up. It's going to be number 32, Jake Ottinger. Jake Ottinger, 6 foot, 396 pounds out of Lakeville, Minnesota. And through this season, 1-3-0 record with a 3.71 goals against average and an 89% save percentage. Scott Monahan, the senior director of operations, and Danton Cole, the head coach for the Team USA program. Now it's time for those New West 3 keys to victory. New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery is a full-service rehabilitation center for sports-related injuries for the Tri-City Storm and the University of Nebraska at Kearney. Located at 2810 West 35th Street in Kearney, New West for the athlete in all of us. Tri-City Storm, number one, got to keep penalties at a minimum here tonight. Last night we saw all kinds of penalties in the second period. Totally derailed what the Storm had built up to that point. They had a 4-0 lead and they were rolling, but the penalties changed the game completely. Also, the Storm want to slow things down. Don't want to rush against this USA team. Take their time, make the right plays, be smart in their own zone, and finally, limit odd man rushes. The Storm want to limit those odd man rushes for Team USA. They're quick, they're fast, they get up the ice in a hurry, and the Storm are going to try to cut those down on defense here tonight as they go up against the Team USA under 17 team. We'll take a break for the national anthem and come back with the start of the game, the Nebraska Lottery first period, next on Classic Hits 98.9.
Two things that make any morning better. Donuts and coffee from Kearney's Daylight Donuts. The folks at Daylight Donuts have been up early for over 30 years, hand-making fresh pastries every day. In fact, they open shop at 1 a.m. most mornings to make your favorites. Glazed, frosted, with nuts or sprinkles. Donut holes, muffins, pies, cheesecakes, and so much more. Find Kearney's Daylight Donuts on Facebook or daylightbakeshop.com. In downtown Kearney, under the big red rooster, Daylight Donuts. Something to crow about.
Burger King Radio, take one.
Right now, get 10 chicken nuggets for just $1.49.
Wait, hang on, I'm sorry. There's no way you can get 10 chicken nuggets for just $1.49 at Burger King. That can't be right.
Yep, it says it right there. $1.49, 10 nuggets, limited time only. Take two.
They're crispy and golden on the outside, made with premium white meat on the inside. Wait, $1.49? Are you sure?
Yep, take three.
All right, then.
Enjoy 10 chicken nuggets for just $1.49 today. Get more your way, only at Burger King. Limited time only. Price and participation may vary.
Best Western Plus, Kearney's number one hotel on TripAdvisor and the official hotel of the Tri-City Storm. The Best Western Plus, located just off Interstate 80 and next to the Viera Event Center, offering spacious rooms, pillow top beds, free hot breakfast, fitness room, indoor pool, and hot tub. Call Best Western Plus at 308-234-2541 to book your stay. Best Western Plus, the official headquarters of the Storm.
It's your last chance to see Drallion. Discover an exhilarating and colorful world where boundaries vanish and spirits take flight. Don't miss Drallion's farewell tour from Cirque du Soleil. Presented by Visa Signature, coming to the Viera Event Center December 3rd to 7th. Tickets starting at $30 at CirqueDuSoleil.com. Drallion is also sponsored by Xerox and DHL.
The skates are on, the helmet's tight. It's time for Hockey in the Heartland. You're listening to the Tri-City Storm Radio Network. This is the Nebraska Lottery first period. Back to the ice for the drop of the puck. Here's the voice of your Tri-City Storm, Jared Sheffrin.
Ready to get underway at the Ann Arbor Ice Cube. Tri-City Storm and Team USA's under 17 team. And they have just dropped the puck, and Tri-City has won the faceoff. They'll move from left to right on your radio dial in the first 20 minutes here. The first period, Tri-City in their black uniforms with white lettering and numbering on the back and black helmets tonight, same as last night for the Storm with their uniforms. Team USA will go from right to left on your radio dial. White uniforms with blue lettering and numbering on the back, red trim for Team USA, and white helmets as the Storm have continued to possess the puck off the opening faceoff, have not got into the USA zone as Chase Berger just chipped it in lightly, and it's taken back by Team USA, and it's Lockwood who will shoot back in to the Storm, and Team USA makes a change. Dillon out of his net, played it to Goranson on the far side, turned over at the top to Jones, taken right back by Chase Hatcher. And Chris Wilkie through neutral ice, he lost possession, and it's Campoli for USA on the near side, turned it back to Jalen Schultz. Now it's Wilkie at the center. Wilkie's going to move into the zone onside, and he flipped it in deep off the glass. Chase Hatcher goes in deep to get it on the near side. Wilkie threw it in front, and it was came right out in front of Ottinger, who made the save, and it's thrown out and taken in deep by Jones. Max Jones for USA. Played it on the far side corner now to Joey Anderson. Quick shot from the right point from Chad Chris. Gets deflected out of play. And we have our first stoppage of the game. 18:42 to go in the Nebraska Lottery first period. Tri-City Storm and Team USA scoreless here on Classic Hits 98.9. So we're underway in the Storm. We'll get a faceoff in their own zone to the left of Alec Dillon. Again, Tri-City without their captain, Garrett Gomez, as well as a center, Connor Valisano, both with the two-game suspensions. Alexei Nali, Jason Critch into the lineup. Storm dressing 8 defensemen tonight and 22 overall skaters. Storm get it in deep, and it's Freitag who plays it in front. Loose puck bouncing around, goes wide. Then another chance in front went wide. It's cleared out by USA, rolling down into the Storm end, not going to make icing. Gordy Meyer picks it up for Tri-City behind his own net. Takes some pressure there from Grant Cruikshank. Chance in front. Shot was saved by Dillon. Loose puck is taken back by USA. And Patrick Kotarenko turned it over. And it's taken by Kevin Kerr. Kerr over to Nolan Abel for Tri-City. Into the zone. Long shot. Gloved and held onto by Jake Ottinger, the netminder for Team USA. Joseph Wohl was in net last night for USA. On 4 goals in the first 2 periods, but was solid in the third. Kept his team in the game. In a 4-2 game here tonight, Jake Ottinger gets the start. Lakeville, Minnesota native. Tri-City wins the offensive zone faceoff. Wallen threw a shot at the net that was blocked in front by USA defenseman Adam Fox. And now the puck is out to the Storm end on the stick of Bobby Nardella on the near side wall. Nardella up the ice. Eastman played it to Cody Milan, who gave it back to Eastman. Eastman tried to dump in. It deflected to the far side, and Cam Spicer brought it in, but lost possession as he got into the zone. And it's Team USA that brings it back out. Threw it to neutral ice. Intercepted by Spicer. Spicer played it back to Cody Milan with some space and neutralized. Milan left it for Nardella, who joins the rush. Nardella into the zone onside, goes far, gets taken down. Penalty coming, and the Storm head to the Century 21 power play for the first time tonight. Every day is a sunny day at Century 21 Midlands in Kearney. You have full-time agents ready to serve your needs, from discussing the process of buying or listing a property to all the details necessary to close, either with the money in your hands or the keys to your new property. Call Century 21 today at 308-234-5550. So an offensive zone faceoff for Tri-City. The penalty goes to Ryan Lindgren of USA. 2-minute penalty, and the Storm and the number one power play in the USHL will go to work. 2 power play goals last night for Tri-City, and they win the faceoff. It's Wallen with it. Back to Nardella at the center. On the far side, Wilkie one-timer rocketed wide of the net. And it all the way down it goes. Nardella back to retrieve for Tri-City. Storm now converting at a rate of 32% on the power play. On the near side, it's Wilkie. Wilkie carries into the zone. Goes wide of the net. Plays it behind the net. Gets by his man. Throws up top for Nardella. Faked on a shot. Got it back to Wilkie. Wilkie flipped one. Saucer pass to Nardella. Now on the near side wall and on the near side wall. Long cross-ice pass back to Wilkie in the left circle. He shot. It was blocked. Rebound loose in front, and it's cleared away by USA. All the way back down the ice it goes once more. played by Nardella for Tri-City. And he's moving up the ice. Long pass deflected in by Berger, but knocked right back out by USA. And it's Keller who will rush the other way. Goranson just hopped onto the ice, so he'll stop that rush. And now it's turned back out of the offensive zone for Team USA. USA still with it in neutral ice, killing time here on the Storm power play. First of the night for Tri-City, about 50 seconds to go in the man advantage, and still played by now Chad Chris. Chris takes a hit, and there's a penalty upcoming. Elbowing call on Tri-City, and we'll be 4-on-4. 16:06 to go in the Nebraska Lottery first period. Matthew Freitag will go off for an elbowing call. Just an unnecessary call, unnecessary hit, I should say, with the elbowing there from Freitag. We'll now have 4-on-4 play for the next 42 seconds, and Team USA will have an abbreviated power play. Storm will head to the GNC penalty kill in 42 seconds after some 4-on-4 here, and USA able to win the draw, but it's taken by Matthias Goranson, and now Cody Milan will shoot in deep. Would have been an icing, but the netminder Ottinger went out and played it, and so Appleton brought it back out to Milan. Milan has to go get it in his own end, and he plays it forward, sent all the way down. This should be an icing on Tri-City. Tri-City acting like it's a penalty kill. It's not yet. 4-on-4 is two clears from behind the red line in a 4-on-4 play. The first icing got negated as Ottinger went out and played it. Second one, not so much. And we have a face-off in the Storm end with 21 seconds to go in the 4-on-4. And then Team USA will take over in the Storm. We'll have a GNC penalty kill. Mason Appleton on the face-off against Trent Frederick, the Wisconsin commit. For Team USA, USA wins the faceoff, and Chad Chris shoots one wide of the net. Rebound caroms around to the far side. And Nick Pastajov plays it up top on the near side. Chad Chris now shoots it wide of the net. Rebound on the far side, Luke Martin. Martin keeps it in. Thrown to the near side, Cody Milan, the first man there. It caromed away to Kevin Kerr, and now USA is on the power play. Milan on the near side wall got it up and out of the zone. Rolling back to the USA end, Max Jones with it. Jones banks it off the far side wall, and it's recovered here by Luke Martin. Martin plays on the far side. Into the zone comes USA. Cross-ice pass. Max Jones with a shot deflected wide. Jones had a good look at the net there, and it deflected wide in front. Now on the far side, Keller leaves for Jones. Centering pass knocked away and sent all the way down by Chase Berger. 45 seconds to go on a GNC penalty kill for Tri-City. Just over 5 minutes into the game, we're scoreless in Ann Arbor. USA with control and neutral ice. Loose puck, though, as they run into the Storm end. Gets cleared in deep. Torrey Dello had it. Turned over in front, and the shot missed the net wide. Goal light went on, but the shot clearly missed there as Keller plays it for USA. Taken away for a second by Dello. Now Milan ties his man up, but it's kept in by Fox at the point. Banked off the near side wall. Anderson down low. Keller on the goal line. Chance in front, and a shot there. Never went through by Chad Chris, but it was kept in by USA. 6 seconds left on the power play. Chris with it at the top. Here's Keller. Cross ice pass, chance in front, shot, they score. USA has made it 1-0 with an early goal. 14:06 to go in the Nebraska Lottery first period, and I believe the rebound for Joey Anderson will make it a 1-0 USA lead. Jim Holton looks fit to be tied on the Tri-City Storm bench after a not a high energy start from his team at all. And USA gets the first goal of tonight's game. Late in the power play, I'm not going to sure if it was a power play goal. As the power play was expiring. And a rebound in front beats Alec Dillon up high. Team USA will lead 1-0, 14:06 to go in the Nebraska Lottery first period. And Tri-City behind early in this one. Kodorenko will take the faceoff against Nick Master to restart play. And they do give the goal to Joey Anderson on the rebound. Assist go to Keller. And that's the only assist just to Keller. Storm have possession off the faceoff now, and it's Chris Wilkie racing in. Wilkie goes wide, far side corner. Takes a hit from Lindgren. Continues possession in deep. Wilkie goes in front, try to find Hatcher. It was loose. Nardella came in deep to play it. Nardella cross-ice pass, put it on the stick of Wilkie. He had trouble with it, though, and couldn't get a clean shot. And it's taken by USA, tried to clear out. Gordy Meyer kept it in, rolls it down to Wilkie. Wilkie in the far side corner, trying to get free. Wilkie went down to his knees, kept it alive for Meyer. Meyer shot it back in, but it was intercepted by USA. Nice job by Kodorenko. brought it forward, stopped at the Storm blue line. Wilkie moved it out, but it was brought right back in by USA. Turned over to Nardella. Nardella overskated a puck. He would have had a rush and takes a penalty. And it's going to be a penalty on Nardella. USA with it on a delay penalty here. Campoli into the Storm end. Leaves it for Lockwood. Lockwood tried to fire a shot that was deflected up and out of play. 12:55 to go in the Nebraska Lottery first period. And the Storm back to the GNC penalty kill. For your health and wellness needs, head to GNC in Kearney, Hastings, and Grand Island. Our trained staff will help you find the quality product you're looking to reach your goals. Head to GNC in any of the Tri-Cities cities today. Nardella in the box for 2 minutes. USA on the board already, 1-0. It was ruled a power play goal for Joey Anderson. Assist here to say Clayton Keller and Chad Chris at 5:54. 2 minutes for hooking on Nardella. Pretty clear call right at center ice after a giveaway. And USA on the power play, but Tri-City won the first faceoff and sent it all the way in deep. Now a turnover by USA, and Matias Goranson will send it right back down the ice. Goranson had a very big day today. He actually took the ACT this morning at Ann Arbor High School. Now he's playing in this game today. Goranson looking to go to college in the U.S., coming over from Sweden to play for Tri-City, getting some interest, and pretty cool deal. He was able to take the ACT this morning in Ann Arbor and now play in tonight's game. Storm get it to it in their own end, and Mason Appleton clears down once more. Out of trouble right now. 1-0 USA, 8 minutes gone by in the first period. 1 minute to go in the penalty to Nardella. USA on the near side, it's Keller. Keller tried to flip it in the Storm end, sent right back down by Dello. Nothing doing thus far on the USA power play. They are 1-for-1 already in this game with the Joey Anderson goal. And now Chad Chris on the far side. Fox into the zone. Cross ice pass Keller. Keller fakes, shoots. Save made by Dillon. And it was moved by a glove out of the way. Another shot missed the net wide. I think Kevin Kerr might have stopped the goal there as he put his glove up as the puck might have been trickling in, and Kerr got in the way and got it out of the dangerous area. Now the puck's at the top of the zone, and it's kept in by Matthew Hellickson. Hellickson on the line, got it over to Fox on the near side wall. Fox creates some space, gets it down low to Anderson, who scored the first goal for USA. Over to Fox on the circle. He shoots, missed the net wide. Rebound to Keller on the far side. 8 seconds left in the power play. Keller at the top of the right circle. Floated a pass over to Hellickson. The center goes down to the goal line. Storm back at even strength now. Quick shot in front was deflected away by Dello. Bouncing puck kept in by Jones. Jones back on the goal line for Keller. Thanked it off the net, got it forward, and turned it over to Eastman. Eastman able to steer it out, and Alexei Ainali will take it for Tri-City. Ainali goes wide around one player. Lost the puck on the far side wall in the USA zone. Got it in deep. 10:35 to go in the first. USA leading Tri-City 1-0 here on Classic Hits 98.9. Keller moved into the Storm end offside, and we get a whistle with 10:27 to go in this opening period. Team USA leading 1-0 over Tri-City. Joey Anderson with the lone goal on the power play from Clayton Keller and Chad Chris. We'll take a one-minute timeout here for a media timeout at the Ice Cube in Ann Arbor. You're listening to Tri-City Storm Hockey on Classic Hits 98.9.
Stadler Implement in Minden carries a full line of Kubota tractors and mowers. Over the years, Kubota has been committed to providing durable and reliable machinery to farmers, construction workers, and everyday people. From B-Series tractors to premium lawn tractors, Stadler carries them. Providing quality doesn't have to be expensive, thanks to Kubota and Stadler Implement. Located on East Highway 6 in Minden, go see Carl and the gang. You'll be satisfied with the service you get.
Come on down to Old Chicago after the game, where the $2.50 late night menu kicks in after 10, meaning classic chicken wings, Italian nachos, and mini pizzas are all just $2.50. And it gets better. Well liquors and domestic drafts are also just $2.50. Pretty awesome, right? Great deals on apps and drinks. What more do you need? Old Chicago, the right way to late night. Just 2 minutes north of the Viero Event Center on 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
On Tri-City, back to the action here at the Ice Cube in Ann Arbor, and just off the faceoff, USA throws a puck out of play into the Storm bench. We get a stoppage with 10:16 to go in the first period, presented by Nebraska Lottery here on Classic Hits 98.9. Faceoff will be at center ice. Mason Appleton will take the draw against Trent Frederick for Team USA. And the Storm win it. Freitag knocks it back to Jason Critch. And it's moved forward by Goranson. Thrown in by Nolan Abel into the USA zone. Appleton picks it up in the near side corner. Appleton behind the net. Stops. Fell down on one knee. Still controlling down low. Appleton gets away from his man. Still controlling. Very good job by both players here. Battling for the puck on the far side. Appleton and Nolan Abel. Eventually the puck comes free. Freitag comes in. Trying to keep it in the corner. Freitag on the near side wall. Got it to Abel. Abel working in deep, and it's taken back by James Greenway. Greenway didn't play in the game last night, but back inserted in the lineup for USA here today. Greenway with a very nice positional play there on Appleton. A big player, but he turned it over in neutral ice, and it's taken by Wilkie. Here comes Wilkie with a shot. Save made by Ottinger. Rebound. Wilkie just put it wide with a backhand. Good hard work, and Nick Master got thrown into the USA net behind the play. Now loose and neutralized, Cam Spicer threw a nice hit on Lockwood. Spicer banks it off the near side wall. It's taken by Hatcher. Hatcher shoots it, and it's deflected wide of the net. Rebound on the near side is put behind the USA net. Now on the near side corner is rolled up the wall, and Cruikshank has it for USA. Outlet pass in the center, moved in offside by Luke Martin. Threw it into the netting after the play. And we get the stoppage with 8:55 to go in the Nebraska Lottery first period. Tri-City Storm trailing Team USA 1-0 here on Classic Hits 98.9. We get a faceoff in neutral ice after the Luke Martin shot went out of play. It'll be Cody Milan who will take the draw for Tri-City against Patrick Kodorenko. Tri-City wins the faceoff, and it's Schultz who had possession over to Wallen. Wallen on the far side, shoots in deep. Deflected by Ottinger with a stick. Eastman runs into his man on the near side corner, but it's taken by USA. Kodorenko in neutral ice, turned it over. Here's Cody Milan. Milan out to the races, splits the D. He's in alone. Milan shoots and scores! Cody Milan splits the D and finishes the play with a shot through the five hole. The Storm have tied it at one. 8:34 to go in the first. What a play by Cody Milan, the individual effort to take the puck, roll through the USA defense, and finish it off himself. Good work by Tri-City. And the line that Jim Holton constructed here, Jake Wallen, Cody Milan, and Kyle Eastman gets on the board. What a play from Cody Milan, his second goal of the season. And Jim Holton told us in the coach's corner before today, he really thinks Milan has a lot of talent, just trying to find the right home for him. Here today, he gets a chance at the center position, and what a move to go in alone and score to tie this game at one. 5-on-5 goal for Cody Milan, his second of the season. Tri-City able to shoot in deep off the faceoff win back into the USA zone. 8:17 to go in the first. 1-1 game. Ainali in deep to get a steal. Dello comes in to pinch, trying to keep it alive. Kept in by Berger for a second. Dello trying to get back. Berger keeping it in again. Good work by Berger to the center. Here's a chance for Herbert, and a save made by Ottinger. Herbert was wide open. Nice look from Chase Berger. And Herbert had a great chance. Ottinger able to close the five hole this time, as he was just scored on through the five hole by Cody Milan. This time, Herbert unable to get it through. Herbert had a goal last night, but he was stopped there. Ottinger, nice look. 8:02 to go in the first. Tied up 1-1 here in Ann Arbor, and now you see some signs of the Storm coming to life here late in the first period. Storm get tossed out of the draw. Nolan Abel will come in to take it for Tri-City. USA able to win it, but a slap shot from Freitag as the puck came loose, and it was saved by Ottinger. Freitag scored twice last night, and I've been talking about it, how I love his shot. And right there, the puck came loose off the wall, and he just wound up and slammed one right into the chest of Ottinger. Faceoff won by the Storm this time. Freitag gets it back to Schultz. Shot was deflected by Appleton. Tried to get it on net, but put it wide. Appleton able to take it away for Abel. Abel hopped over a man, got tripped up, no call. Appleton gets it back in deep. Good job by Abel to fall down but continue to work with the play and get the puck back to Appleton, continuing to cycle in deep. And now Abel gets a steal on the near side from Greenway. Good hard work by Nolan Abel and Mason Appleton here on this line. Appleton now in behind the net. Good possession in deep for Tri-City. Appleton with it behind the net again. Threw it out in front. Loose puck. and it was covered up for a second by Ottinger. Whistle never blew. Puck came free to the near side wall, and now USA is going to try to race it into the zone. It's Keller. Keller into the zone on the near side. Quick shot in the center from Max Jones went wide. And on the far side, loose puck taken by Freitag. He's got it out of the zone to neutral ice. Freitag stopped in the after the red line. Here's Keller behind the play, breaking in. Keller to the front, barrels into Dillon. The puck goes wide of the net, and play stops as the net came off. Jalen Schultz, not happy after the play is over, really gets into it with a USA player. It looks like Jones in the near side corner. Schultz wasn't happy that after the Keller shot, Jones threw the rebound in on Dillon after the net had come off. And Schultz let him know his displeasure. Good look, though, for Clayton Keller, who seems to be at the center of a lot of Team USA opportunities. One of the better forwards on this under-17 team. And so both Jones and Schultz escorted to the box. No loss of manpower as a result. 7 minutes to go in the Nebraska Lottery first period. Tri-City and Team USA tied 1-1 here at the Ice Cube in Ann Arbor. Since 1993, the Nebraska Lottery has given $500 million back to Nebraska, including more than $30 million to the Nebraska State Fair. Learn more about where the money goes at anylottery.com. Must be 19. Please play responsibly. Faceoff won by Tri-City behind their own net. Kevin Kerr to the far side. Chase Hatcher couldn't control, but USA can't either. Rolls out to the neutral ice. Lindgren flips it back in for USA. Goranson hustling back to get it. Both players in the box with the two-minute matching minors. And Hellickson has it for USA. A shot deflected wide of the net. Rebound loose in front, popping around. Kept alive by USA in the far side. Far side corner now of Trent Frederick. Turned it over at the center to Nick Master. And here comes Wilkie. Wilkie back to Master. Now Wilkie enters the zone. Wilkie on the near side. Shoots. Save made. Big rebound in front. Was corralled by USA and Keenan Southers. On the far side, Lindgren into the zone offside. Shot. Came in on Dillon. He deflected into the net, but offside whistled. 6:20 to go in the Nebraska Lottery first period. Tri-City and Team USA tied 1-1 here on Classic Hits 98.9. The goal for Team USA for Joey Anderson on the power play from Clayton Keller and Chad Chris. And Cody Milan unassisted for Tri-City at 11:26. Milan's second goal this season. Storm win the faceoff to restart play, and Tori Dello flips it in deep. Cody Milan back to get it in the near side corner. Threw it to the far side, intercepted by William Lockwood. Played by Critch at the top, kept in, threw a shot wide of the net. Rebound on the near side, Jake Wallen. Wallen swings it around the boards, back down low, Milan. Cody Milan off the far side, over to Critch. Critch down low. On the far side, Eastman. Down low, Milan drives, strong move to the net, but it got deflected away from Cody Milan. And out of the zone it goes. USA flips back into the Tri-City end. Jason Critch bound to get it below his own end line. Critch moved up the wall to Wallen. Nice job. On the far side, Wallen, all the way over to Eastman. Eastman shoots in deep, gets past one man. He'll go and chase against Chad Critch. Chad Chris, I should say. And Chris has it in the near side. Throws it back down low for Fox. Adam Fox, the Harvard commit, native of Jericho, New York, on Long Island. Plays it behind his own net. 5:20 to go in the first. Team USA and Tri-City tied 1-1. Moving forward is Chris. It's turned over for a second to Abel, brought in by Kodorenko. Kodorenko stood up by Cam Spicer. Ainali trying to get to the puck. Loose, it goes off Spicer, picked up by Nardella. Nice little pass to Berger, who got a hit, but got it to Ainali. And Ainali shot it into the USA end. Herbert pins his man on the backboards. Herbert gets to the puck on the far side. Herbert on the backhand. Looks to the center. Knocked it away over to Berger. Berger skating backwards, flipped it back in deep to the USA, deep in the USA end. 4:40 to go in the opening period. 1-1 our score. Nick Pastajov takes it for USA, sends it into the Storm end. Nardella took his man down hard. No call coming. And Mason Appleton will take the puck. On the far side, Cam Spicer. Spicer flips it into the USA end, rolled right into the glove of Ottinger. And he stops play. 4:24 to go. In the first 20 minutes, the Nebraska Lottery first period of play. Tri-City Storm and Team USA tied 1-1 here on Classic Hits 98.9. Second game of weekend series between these two teams. Storm got a 4-2 win last night. They'll go all the way back to Kearney tonight, get home tomorrow morning, and then turn around on Thursday and go back out to the Madison, Wisconsin. Storm will be in Madison next weekend. Two more road games for Tri-City against the Madison Capitals. Storm in the faceoff in the offensive zone. Abel over to Kerr with a shot. Save made. Rebound was loose and sent all the way down by USA. Not sure if this will carry for icing. It does. Icing whistled on Team USA. 4:15 to go in the opening Nebraska Lottery first period here on Classic Hits. Storm and USNTDP tied a 1-1. Appleton back on the faceoff here for Tri-City. Took it against Houdeshell. Won by USA. Hit on the far side by Critch. Couldn't keep the puck in. Loose puck into the Storm end. And pass the job. Had it toward the center. Knocked aside by Kevin Kerr. Centering pass. Anderson shoots. Hit the outside of the net. Now on the far side, Anderson gets his own rebound. Steered into the wall by Critch. Appleton comes in, knocks it out of the zone. Abel, after the puck in neutral ice against Greenway, taken by USA. Abel will go off on a change. Deflected in deep by Pastajov. And back to get it is Houdeshell. Houdeshell, the far side corner. Turned it over on the far side to Freitag, who's trying to get it out. And he does. Loose puck rolling around. Taken right back in by USA. Taken right back by Freitag. Freitag on the far side. Threw it too far ahead of Chris Wilkie. And USA able to take control. Jones lost to the master, though, in neutral ice. Now Matias Goranson into the zone. There's going to be a slash on USA. But Wilkie comes in and shoots. And a save made by the netminder Ottinger. There's an upcoming penalty to Team USA. And Tri-City headed back to the power play. I think they're going to call a slash on USA as Goranson entered the zone. And took a slash. 3:16 to go in the first. Storm now leading in shots on goal unofficially here, 10-6. And the man in the box is going to be Max Jones here for USA. Had a roughing earlier in the period. Storm's second power play of the evening. Tied 1-1 with 3:16 to go in the Nebraska Lottery first period. Chase Berger for the faceoff. Nick Master able to get to it. Wilkie on the far side. Wilkie up top for Nardella. Back to Wilkie on the left circle. Wilkie holds. Still holding. Cross ice to Wallen. Wallen on the right circle. Centering pass. Tipped away from Master. Wilkie got it back. Up top Nardella. Nardella shoots. Save made by Ottinger. Rebound on the far side. Berger keeps it alive. Back to Wilkie. Wilkie now on the circle. Cross ice pass to Wallen on the right. Wallen up top. Nardella at the center. Nardella fakes a shot. Wilkie with a one-timer. It was blocked in front. Wilkie on the far side now. 30 seconds into the power play. Wilkie, wrist shot was blocked in front, taken by USA and cleared. Storm, everything coming from the outside right now, haven't been able to get shots through. Good puck movement once they've entered the zone. Nardella will rush it back up the ice, 45 seconds in to the two-minute power play. Wilkie, into the zone, Wilkie to the net, shoot, save made. Rebound loose in the near side corner, taken back by Master. Master shoots, save made. Ottinger with a good look there. Two good saves from Ottinger. Here's now Wallen on the near side wall. Up top for Nardella. Holds in far side Wilkie. Wilkie on the far side wall. Turned it over. Sent all the way down by USA. 50 seconds to go on the man advantage. Tri-City changes skaters. Matias Goranson hops off the bench to go get the puck behind his own net from Alec Dillon. Goranson now with under 2 minutes left in the period. Gets the rush to Dello. Dello into the zone on the near side. Dello shoots. Save made. Big rebound in front. Taken by USA and cleared. Stormer shooting at Ottinger. He's making the first save. There's been a lot of rebounds. But give credit to the under-17 team clearing him away from the front of the net. Goranson back up the ice. Far side Appleton. Appleton into the zone on the far side. Goes to the net. Taken down in front. No call, and he lost the puck. Never got a good shot. And Keller will take it for USA and kill some clock here. 10 seconds to go on the Storm power play. 1:20 to go in the first period. USA just holding behind their own net. Tri-City content to let him keep the puck there, and now we're back at even strength. Sent all the way down by USA, though, and now it's an icing, so the Storm will get an offensive zone faceoff. 1:09 to play in the Nebraska Lottery first period. Storm and Team USA are tied 1-1 here on Classic Hits 98.9. Faceoff in the USA end to the left of the netminder, Jake Ottinger. Chase Berger taking it for Tri-City. Loose puck off the faceoff is taken by USA, and it's Max Jones out to the center. Jones got it forward, tipped it into the zone, stopped by Tri-City. Got tangled up with the linesman on the far side, and Chase Berger gained the red line and flipped back in deep. Under a minute to go in the first, 1-1 our score in Ann Arbor at the Ice Cube. The near side, USA's Keller with it. Berger harassing him from behind. Keller able to retreat behind his own net. Lost possession for a second. Herbert pinned him in the wall. Loose puck again behind the net. Storm with some great forechecking here. Eastman and Herbert getting in on the play. And finally, Eastman gets the turnover. Eastman from the near side. Stops in the near side corner. Up top, Nardella. Cross-ice pass on the far side. Kevin Kerr winds up, fires, has a puck deflected on the far side wall. It's kicked forward out of the zone. Jones trying to beat Nardella. He does. Gains the zone. Centering pass knocked away by Hatcher. 15 seconds to go on the period. Hatcher will calm things down in his own end. Gets it to Kevin Kerr. Kerr up the wall to Eastman. Got it out of the zone. 7 seconds to go in the period. USA with it in neutral ice. And Lindgren shoots back in deep. Banks off the far side net. And now that is it for the period. One goal apiece through 20 minutes. Tri-City and Team USA are even. And as the period expires, Chase Hatcher down near the red line, near the scorer's box, and complaining, looking for a call as he looks like he was hit. But we will take a break and recap the first 20 minutes. USA scored the first goal. Tri-City tied it up, and we're 1-1 after 20 minutes. You're listening to Storm Hockey on Classic Hits 98.9.
Did you know that since 1993, the Nebraska Lottery has raised $500 million to protect the environment, improve education, and support the state fair? $500 million. That's a five with eight zeros. There aren't 500 million people in the U.S. It would take about 16 years just to count to 500 million. If you walked 500 million miles, you'd end up on the other side of Jupiter. But there's no air, no gravity, and no Nebraska Lottery retailers. Better stay right here and keep helping us build a better Nebraska. Learn more at nelottery.com. Must be 19. Please play responsibly.
Save, save, save. I'm Bo Huffman, the new owner of the Grand Island GNC and the Conestoga Mall. That's right, the Tri-City GNCs in Hastings, Kearney, and Grand Island are all under one roof. To help you live well, we are offering half-price gold cards in all stores, a savings of $7.50, and then receive a full 30% off your entire first purchase. That is a third off whatever you buy, and then you will still receive 20% off everything you need every day for an entire year. This special won't last forever, so hurry into your Kearney GNC in the Hilltop Mall, Hastings GNC just north of Walmart, and now the Grand Island GNC in the Conestoga Mall.
Ever seen a dented tortoise? Same way the thick tortoise shell protects its occupant, the Armacoatings spray-on bed liner from the Dent Popper protects your pickup bed. Armacoatings is the one that goes on hot, stays on strong, no rust, corrosion, dents, or scratches ever. Guaranteed for as long as you own your truck, and it says so in writing. That means your truck holds its value longer. Are you surprised the Dent Popper now applies Armacoatings? Don't be. The Dent Popper has been on the leading edge of vehicle preservation for years. See the Dent Popper, north of Railroad on 1st, on the bridge, downtown Kearney, for a free estimate.
Central Hydraulic Systems and Equipment Company of Kearney is your source for hydraulic sales, service, and repair. With 20 years in the business, they know how to get you up and running fast. Or if you are after products to help you work faster, they have Pronghorn utility boxes and flatbeds, Tommy gate lifts, Adrian steel toolboxes, and Boss snowplows. Let's not forget their large stock of hydraulic components, repair parts, and much more. Check them out at centralhydrauliconline.com or call 308-237-2625.
Do you drive a pickup or SUV? I'm talking Ford, Chevys, Dodges, Nissans, Toyotas, and the others. Well, there's only one place to get your next set of tires. I'm talking about Big O Tires, where you'll get the best deal in town on BF Goodrich, Michelin, Goodyear, Nitto, Cooper, Yokohama, and more. Big O's your truck tire headquarters with guaranteed low prices and the best service in town. So if you need truck or SUV tires for safe winter driving, stop by today. We're Big O Tires, the team you trust.
What's better than a top-notch smartphone for $50? A second top-notch smartphone for 99 cents. Yep, for a limited time, Vieira Wireless has a fantastic BOGO deal. Buy the iPhone 5C, the LG G2, or the HTC One M7 for just $49.99, and you can mix and match a second for 99 cents. A second smartphone for 99 cents. It's a great time to switch to Vieira, and when you do, we'll pay you up to $200. Stop in today.
For offer details, terms, and to find a store near you, visit VIAERO.com.
You're listening to Tri-City Storm Hockey. Intermission on the ice. The teams will be back out in a few minutes. This is the Central Hydraulic Intermission Report on the Storm Radio Network. Here's Jared Schaffrin.
Through 20 minutes, the Tri-City Storm and Team USA are tied 1-1 here in Ann Arbor at the Ice Cube. Two different players with goals. Joey Anderson with a power play tally for Team USA from Clayton Keller and Chad Chris at 5:54. And then Cody Milan tying things up with an unassisted goal at 11:26. We're tied at 1-1 after 20 minutes. Shots on goal in the first period. Tri-City, 14-5 advantage. First couple minutes, Team USA had the better of the play. They scored their power play goal. They had a 1-0 lead about 6 minutes in. But Tri-City really turned the tide in the second half of the first period. Got a lot of great opportunities, throwing pucks on net. And Jake Ottinger, the USA netminder, made a lot of good stops in that period. But the Storm, if they were a little bit quicker to get to some rebounds, they could be up a few goals because there's been some big rebounds allowed. The Storm have been looking to clean up in front of the net, but they haven't been successful. Give Team USA's defense credit in front of Jake Ottinger. They're allowing the shots, but they're not allowing the second opportunities, and that is why we are still tied 1-1. Tri-City and the number one power play in the USHL had two chances in the first. Did get some decent looks and move the puck well, but were 0-2. In the first period, Team USA 1-2 at their only goal coming on the power play. A lot of different penalties, all minors in the first period. Ryan Lindgren went for tripping at 2:26. Freitag went for elbowing at 3:54. Nardella went for hooking at 7:05. The Freitag elbowing penalty is where Joey Anderson scored at the two-minute mark as Freitag was exiting the box. Max Jones and Jalen Schultz received matching minors for roughing at 13 minutes. And then Jones went again for slashing at 16:44. However, no Tri-City goals with the man advantage. We're 1-1 after one period. Jake Ottinger with 13 saves on 14 shots. Alec Dillon just saw 5 shots in the first, made 4 stops. Joey Anderson had 2 shots on net for Team USA. Chris Wilkie recorded 5 shots on net in the first period for Tri-City, the only one with more than 1 shot on goal. 5 for Wilkie. He is second in the USHL in shots on net, trailing Matt Iacopelli, who is the number one shots on net player. But Wilkie desperate to get even here. 5 shots on net through the first 20 minutes. The only goal for the Storm, Cody Milan. What a move it was for Milan. Picked up a turnover and neutral ice and just sprinted into the zone, split the defense, and went right in. A very pretty goal from Cody Milan. Beat the netminder 5-0 in the Storm. Tie the game at 1. That's our update here and our recap of the first period presented by Stadler Implement. Stadler Implement makes farming easier in the state of Nebraska with their great selection of Kubota tractors and grain handling equipment. For the parts you need to keep you running, visit Stadler Implement off of Highway 6 in Minden. Taking a break here on the Central Hydraulic Intermission Report. We'll come back with a check of the out-of-town scoreboard next here on Classic Hits 98.9.
Friday night, Storm Hockey and Taco Bell. Now that's a combination. Taco Bell presents free Kids Fridays at the Viero Event Center. Kids 12 and under with a paid adult receive free admission courtesy of Taco Bell. And that's not all. Each kid's ticket comes with a free soft taco and a free drink. Taco Bell with 2 locations in Kearney. Taco Bell, because sometimes you've got to live moss.
Life is full of amazing moments. A fairy tale wedding, the birth of a child, finally going on that dream vacation. The best way to celebrate the moments in life is with Pandora Jewelry. Every stunning handcrafted piece tells a story only you can tell, as bright and unique as the woman who wears it. That's the beauty of Pandora. Experience Pandora at Riddles Jewelry in the Hilltop Mall, Kearney.
There's a lot of talk and worry about insurances these days, and a question like, is my doctor in-network with Blue Cross Blue Shield is far too common. New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery wants to let you know that we are and will continue to be in-network with Blue Cross Blue Shield, along with many other insurances. With items like on-site X-ray, MRI, and casting and bracing, New West has what it takes to take care of you. Call New West Sports Medicine to schedule your appointment today. No referral necessary.
Time for a new car, but afraid you won't qualify for an auto loan? Then it's time to start your credit rebuilding process with MidwayAutoCredit.com. Midway Auto Credit was created not only to get you approved for a vehicle today, but to start rebuilding your credit for tomorrow. Buy from Midway Auto Credit today, start rebuilding your credit, then when it's time, come back and buy a brand new Chrysler or Chevy through a standard finance program. Drive today and rebuild your credit for tomorrow at MidwayAutoCredit.com.
Intermission continues on the Tri-City Storm Radio Network. Now back to the broadcast booth to check the out-of-town scoreboard. Here's Jared Sheffrin.
Tri-City Storm and Team USA tied 1-1 after 20 minutes. We're in the Central Hydraulic Intermission Report. Central Hydraulic Systems and Equipment Company of Kearney, providing you with hydraulic sales, service, and repair. Located on the web at centralhydrauliconline.com. Bunch of games in the USHL tonight. Let's look at the out-of-town scoreboard presented by Midway Auto. Youngstown Phantoms earlier today got a day game win over the Bloomington Thunder. A sweep this weekend for Youngstown. They had a big win yesterday. And Ryan Lomberg, with an early two-goal game, scored two in the first period. Chase Pearson added one. Bloomington got back into the game with two goals in the second before Josh Nanadol scored for Youngstown. And the Phantoms finished off Bloomington 5-3 to take a four-point sweep of the Thunder this weekend. Green Bay and Muskegon tied 1-1. The Lumberjacks got a 2-0 victory over the Green Bay Gamblers last night. Now they're tied 1-1 tonight in Muskegon at L.C. Walker Arena. Early on in the first period, Ville Saarijärvi scored for Green Bay. Stephen Merle with the goal for Muskegon. Normal see Muskegon Lumberjacks in 2 weeks. Other games not underway as of yet in the USHL are all have yet to get underway. Madison is in Dubuque. The Capitals got their first win of the USHL season last night against the Sioux Falls Stampede. The Stampede tonight are in Cedar Rapids to take on the Rough Riders. Rough Riders got another win last night. They're one of the best teams early on in the Eastern Conference. Omaha will take on Des Moines. The Lancers and the Buccaneers have played a lot earlier in this season, and the Bucks have gotten the best of the Lancers. Des Moines, a record of 6-1-1, 2 points out of the lead in the Western Conference. They stand in second place. Tri-City just 2 points behind Des Moines with their 5-2-1 record. Storm have 11 overall points. Des Moines has 13. And Sioux City is the number one team in the West right now with a 7-1-1 record. And they will be at home tonight to take on the Lincoln Stars. All those games coming up around the USHL. We'll have live updates during our intermission shows, and we'll keep you updated with everything going on around the USHL. Presented by Midway Auto Group. Think hassle-free. Think Midway Auto. Think Midway.com. Another break coming up here on Classic Hits 98.9, and then we'll get you in back to action in the second period. Second period coming up next. Tri-City Storm and Team USA tied 1-1 here on your home for Storm Hockey. The Classic Hits 98.9.
Diamond Vogel, quality for a lifetime.
Diamond Vogel paint professionals are masters of the mix. Our professionals can match any color you have in mind. Simply bring in a sample and we'll match it. We've made selecting paint even easier through the Diamond Vogel Envision Color Visualizer. Visit DiamondVogel.com/envision to learn more. Diamond Vogel, proud sponsor of Storm Hockey and the official paint of the Vero Event Center.
Two things that make any morning better. Donuts and coffee from Kearney's Daylight Donuts. The folks at Daylight Donuts have been up early for over 30 years hand-making fresh pastries every day. In fact, they open shop at 1 a.m. most mornings to make your favorites. Glazed, frosted, with nuts or sprinkles. Donut holes, muffins, pies, cheesecakes, and so much more. Find Kearney's Daylight Donuts on Facebook or DaylightBakeShop.com. In downtown Kearney, under the Big Red Rooster, Daylight Donuts. Something to crow about.
Best Western Plus, Kearney's number one hotel on TripAdvisor and the official hotel of the Tri-City Storm. The Best Western Plus, located just off Interstate 80 and next to the Vieira Event Center, offering spacious rooms, pillow top beds, free hot breakfast, fitness room, indoor pool, and hot tub. Call Best Western Plus at 308-234-2541 to book your stay. Best Western Plus, the official headquarters of the Storm.
Burger King Radio, take one.
Right now, get 10 chicken nuggets for just $1.49.
Wait, hang on. I'm sorry. There's no way you can get 10 chicken nuggets for just $1.49 at Burger King. That can't be right.
Yep, it says it right there. $1.49, 10 nuggets, limited time only. Take two.
They're crispy and golden on the outside, made with premium white meat on the inside. Wait, $1.49? Are you sure?
Yep, take three.
All right, then.
Enjoy 10 chicken nuggets for just $1.49 today. Get more your way. Only at Burger King.
Limited time only. Price and participation may vary.
Stadler Implement in Minden carries a full line of Kubota tractors and mowers. Over the years, Kubota has been committed to providing durable and reliable machinery to farmers, construction workers, and everyday people. From B-Series tractors to premium lawn tractors, Stadler carries them. Providing quality doesn't have to be expensive, thanks to Kubota and Stadler Implement. Located on East Highway 6 in Minden. Go see Carl and the gang. You'll be satisfied with the service you get.
It's your last chance to see Drallion. Discover an exhilarating and colorful world where boundaries vanish and spirits take flight. Don't miss Drallion's farewell tour from Cirque du Soleil. Presented by Visa Signature, coming to the Viera Event Center December 3rd to 7th. Tickets starting at $30 at CirqueDuSoleil.com. Drallion is also sponsored by Xerox and DHL.
Intermission's over. It's time now for the Papa John's second period. Back out on the ice and back to the booth, here's the voice of your Tri-City Storm, Jared Schaffrin.
Tri-City Storm, Team USA back on the ice for the second period at the Ann Arbor Ice Cube. Tri-City Storm and Team USA tied 1-1. As we enter the second period, the teams have switched sides. Storm will go from right to left on your radio dial. And Team USA will go from left to right as we begin the second period. Storm start with Berger, Herbert, Ainali up front. Team USA pass the job, Keegan Houtschill and William Lockwood. We're underway in the second period in the Storm. Have possession, Dello over to Nardella. Back to Dello on the far side. Nice pass to Joel Herbert. Herbert past the red line. Storm in way offside as Alexi Ainali, not just one step ahead of the play, but probably about three. So we'll take a face-off in neutral ice. 19:49 to go here, just 11 seconds into the second period in Ann Arbor. Storm and Team USA tied 1-1 on Classic Hits 98.9. Berger once again in the face-off with Houtschill. Linesman taking a while here to drop the puck. Finally does. Berger wins the face-off over to Nardella. And Dello shoots it in on net, steered away by Ottinger. And now USA has it behind their own net. Play on the far side wall is stopped by Lockwood. He got it taken away and neutralized by Tri-City. Forced right back in. Storm get a line change. And USA will move forward. Nardella hits past the job. Wilkie able to shoot in deep. Puck goes in deep, and we already see some line changes here for Jim Holton in the second period. Jake Wallen is back with Wilkie and Master. This is two consecutive games where Holton's tried to split them up and hasn't seen the results he's wanted and puts them back together. Goranson is in deep with the puck for Tri-City. Now Wilkie moved it on the wall, take a nice hit from Pastajov, but got it to Master. Master flips in deep. Storm go to chase. Campoli left it on the near side. Rolled up the near side wall as Master hits his man, Chris, behind the play. Taken by Schultz in neutral ice, and Wallen went down awkwardly. Wallen very slow to get up, and not what you want to see. Jake Wallen skating gingerly over to the Storm bench. Cannot put much pressure on one of the feet there. Puck rolls into the Storm end. Dylan knocks it away. Played by Campoli on the far side. Centering pass went through to Dylan. He got it with the stick to knock it into the corner. Mason Appleton with it. And now Freitag on the near side. Moved into the near side corner. Played behind the Storm net by Goranson. He rolls it out of the zone. Played a neutral ice by Team USA. Stolen away. Nice job by Nolan Abel. Abel with a great steal. Moves into the zone. Lost possession briefly, but got it in deep for Appleton. Played on the far side. Banked up top and knocked out of the zone by Team USA. Kevin Kerr slowed his man down a little bit. And now Critch had it in his own end. Turned it over to Max Jones on the near side. Chance in front for USA. Puck got deflected to the far side for Fox. Dylan in the net got run into there, but got back on his feet and maintains his position in between the pipes. Nolan Abel had it on the far side, lost possession. Fox up top for Greenway with a shot, and Dylan gets over and gets it with the left pad. Nice save by Dylan. Just got there at the last second. Now it's going to be a tripping call on USA. Storm on a delayed penalty, bringing the puck forward. Abel on the far side. Abel left it back for Kevin Kerr in the far side corner. Kerr goes in deep. Kerr can afford to take the risk there. Took a hit, and Team USA touches it up. It's a tripping call on the under 17 team. Jake Wallen is back on the ice here for Tri-City. Great to see. After Wallen limped off, he still looks like he's favoring one of the legs there, but he is back out and on the power play unit. Tri-City Storm in the Century 21 power play for 2 minutes, and they've won the faceoff to start it up. Nardella leaves to Wilkie. Cross ice pass, Wallen on the left circle, shoots, save made by Ottinger. Rebound caroms out of the zone. Good look by Wallen, who's still kind of bending over, grimacing a little bit, but fighting through it right now. Wallen shoots into the zone around the net, banks off the back of the net, picked up by Wallen. Trying to leave it for Master, turned over to Greenway, around the wall, kept in for a second by Nardella, but he's got to hustle and get it as it pumped out of the zone. Here's Sanchez on the near side. Sanchez trying to toe drag. Nardella comes back to break the play up. And now it's Master for Tri-City. Will rush up with the ice with Berger and Wallen. Wallen on the far side, into the zone. Wallen had tried a cross-ice pass, tried to get it to Wilkie, but it banked off a USA skate and back out to Bobby Nardella at his own blue line. Nardella back to Wilkie. Tripped as he entered the zone, got back up. Over to Nardella at the center. Nardella holding on the near side. Wilkie in the left circle. Back to Wallen on the right side. Wallen back to the center. Appleton up top. Nardella steps into one. Got deflected wide. And now it's Wilkie who recovers on the near side. Wilkie, nice pass on the far side. Wallen shot it wide. Good look from Wilkie to Wallen. Wilkie now on the near side. Up top, out of the zone. Nardella has to retreat. Far side, Wallen. Cross ice, Wilkie back into the zone. Wilkie moving to the center. Lost possession. It's sent all the way down by USA. One too many moves by Wilkie. Dillon able to get the puck for Tri-City. 35 seconds to go in the Century 21 power play. Nardella took a hit from Keenan Suthers. And now it's Tori Dello with it. Dello on the far side. Over to Appleton. Appleton into the zone. Appleton on the right circle. Centering pass. Freitag put it wide. Milan now back to Appleton on the near side. Up top, Goranson. Goranson swings it to Dello on the right. Back to Goranson on the left. He shoots. Save made by Ottinger with the blocker. Rebound over to Goranson. Goranson shoots again. Blocked in front by Appleton. Rebound to Dello. 7 seconds left on the power play. Dello on the point. Back to Goranson. Goranson looking down low. Milan shoots in front. And a deflection over to Freitag. Swung and missed at the puck. Team USA back to even strength here. 15-19 to go in the penalty. To go in the period, I should say. Here in the second, Eastman comes off the bench, takes a hit. And now it's in deep. Hellickson turned it over back to Eastman on the goal line. Eastman fell down on his own accord there on the goal line. Sent all the way down by USA, and icing will be whistled to Team USA. 5 minutes in to the second period. Storm had a power play look, couldn't put it home. Good movement again by the power play. Storm now 0-3 on the power play. And we have a new line here of Eastman, Anali, and Hatcher on with Meyer and Kevin Kerr, the defensive pairing. Again, 5 minutes into the second period, 1-1 the score. Storm win the faceoff. Eastman sent it back to Gordy Meyer, who threw it in deep. Played on the far side. Kevin Curry able to stop it on the far side wall. Anali kept it in deep. Loose puck behind the net. Eastman, first man there. Eastman got held up, kicking it forward to himself in the near side corner. Eastman still in control. Cycles it back to Hatcher. Hatcher in the corner. Hatcher behind the net. Stops. Takes a hit. And another penalty is coming on Team USA. Dillon's off. And the Storm have an extra attacker. Kevin Kerr retreats. Leaves it for Gordy Meyer. Meyer forward to Berger. Berger now on the far side. Storm in onside. Berger holding. Got it up top. Kevin Kerr still on a delayed penalty. Now Team USA touches up as Kerr tried to cycle to the far side. And it was touched up. Another penalty coming to Team USA. And Tri-City back to the Century 21 power play. Every day is a sunny day at Century 21 Midlands and Kearney. You have full-time agents ready to serve your needs. From discussing a process of buying or listing a property to all the details necessary to close, either with the money in your hands or the keys to your new property, call Century 21 today at 308-234-5550. In the box for USA goes Ryan Lindgren for the second time tonight. Penalty on Lindgren. Storm lost the faceoff, but Wallen kept it in. Holding is the call on Lindgren. USA able to get it back out to neutral ice. Nardella on the far side. Wilkie re-enters the zone. Wilkie on the far side stops in the corner. Leaves it for Berger behind the net. Rolled around the wall. Out of the near side, Wallen. Wallen gets taken down. No call, but the Storm retain possession. Wilkie up top, Nardella. Nardella at the center. Wallen on the left circle. Wallen to the center. Try to find Master. Loose puck. Wilkie shoots and scores. Chris Wilkie and the Storm take the lead. It's 2-1. A power play goal. Wilkie's fifth of the season. 13:44 to go in the second, and Tri-City has the lead. Very nice movement on the puck. Loose puck in front. Banged around to Wilkie, who was there to stash it in the back of the net. Chris Wilkie, Storm leading goal scorer with 5 goals, 9 points in 9 games for Wilkie, and he continues to score at a pretty even pace, just about a point a game. 2-1, Tri-City, 13:44 to go in the second. A much-needed power play goal, and the power play now for Tri-City. In 9 games, the Storm have scored power play goals in 8 of them. That is tremendous. And now we get a stoppage and an offside is whistled on Team USA, 13:34. And we've talked about the power play so much, but it's been such a change from the last couple seasons for Tri-City, who have struggled in the power play. And this season, it has been by far their biggest asset. Chris Wilkie, another power play goal. And the Storm have the lead 2-1 over Team USA. They turn it over to the Storm, though, and it's Keller who takes a shot that goes just wide right of the net. And the rebound comes up the near side wall. Freitag couldn't get it out, kept in deep by Anderson. Keller trying to pick it up on the far side wall, taken down by Goranson. No call coming. Puck's loose on the far side wall. Goranson able to pick it back up and get it to Nolan Abel. And now Mason Appleton played one behind Jalen Schultz, who picks it up, moves it to neutral ice, turned it over to Fox. Fox shot it in deep. Played by Dillon. 7 minutes gone by in the second. Storm have the only goal. Lead 2-1. Abel taken down in the far side corner. Abel may have gotten away with a high stick there. Physical play on the far side, and now the puck pops out of play. And we get a stoppage. 12:49 to go in the second. Tri-City leading Team USA 2-1. And a goal by Chris Wilkie. Power play goal. Assists are given to Jake Wallen and Bobby Nardella. Wallen, the league leader in power play assists. Nardella, one of the top defensive power play assist leaders. And 5 power play assists for Nardella. And Wallen, I believe, with 8 power play assists already. And Wilkie cashing in with his 5th goal of the year. Storm win the faceoff. Kevin Kerr had a good look to Cody Milan, but it skipped under his stick. And back to Team USA in their own zone. Hellickson played it to the far side for Greenway. Sealed off easily by Berger. Threw it in front for Herbert. Herbert couldn't control. And now USA comes the other way. On the near side, banked forward. Into the Storm end. Cam Spicer to the center for Berger. Berger on the far side off the glass. Couldn't get it out. Greenway shoots. Misses the net wide. Rebound on the near side. Is taken by Hellickson. Hellickson to the far side at the red line. Deflected into the zone on the stick of Kodorenko. Kodorenko threw it in front. Other player went down in front. Went to the far side. Now puck back to the near side. Kept in on the half wall by Hellickson. 8 minutes gone by in the second period. Tri-City leading 2-1. Quick shot, turnaround shot from Kodorenko. Missed the net wide. Rebound over to Joel Herbert. Got plenty of time to skate, but he couldn't get it to Berger. Turned it over to Greenway. Now on the near side, Hellickson. Cody Milan interrupting that play. But the puck's in for Pastajov. Pastajov with it on his backhand. Loses an edge and falls down. Cam Spicer over to Cody Milan. Milan got it forward. Einolli. Einolli in the near side. Gets past one man. Einolli to the center. Made a little move. He shoots and scores. Oh, I thought it went in there. It hit the net. Now another shot and a score. Chase Hatcher buries it. I thought Einolli had put it home, but Hatcher finished the play. And it's Chase Hatcher's first goal as a member of the Tri-City Storm. They lead 3-1, 11:28 to go. In the second, Chase Hatcher picking up the play off Alexei Nali with a very strong move to the net. Beat 2 different players. Got to the net, trying to shoot top left corner. Looked like I thought it had gotten past Ottinger. Either way, the rebound came to Hatcher, and he slammed one in the bottom left corner. It's Chase Hatcher's first of the season for Tri-City. They now lead 3-1, and Jim Holton still mixing and matching lines. They have found something here as Hatcher threw it right back to Eastman off the faceoff to the front of the net. Now it's back down low on the far side for Hatcher. He got sealed off. It's taken up the wall. Dello knocked his man over. Out to neutral ice it goes. Critch got taken down, but he moved the puck back to neutral ice. Hatcher gets credit for the goal, and Tri-City ahead now 3-1, 11 minutes to go in the second period. Dello got it forward. It's Hatcher once more. Hatcher in a neutral ice. Gains the red line. Tried to flip it in, but it took an awkward bounce off the boards. Storm were in offside, and they had to tag up as USA takes it the other way. Into the zone. USA far side. Broken up. Over to Master. Master trying to get it to Hatcher. He did. Hatcher trying to outlet to Eastman. It banked off Eastman's body and stayed in the zone. Dello's got to go get it. Slams his man into the far side boards. And another hit on the far side on Master by USA there. Taken in neutral ice and thrown in deep by Critch. We're halfway through the second period. The Storm have 2 goals. A power play tally from Chris Wilkie and an even strength goal from Chase Hatcher. Puck's deflected in by Max Jones to the Storm end. Dillon played it on the far side. Now it's Wilkie in neutral ice. Nice pass over to Wallen. Wallen's got a rush. He shoots. And the save is made. The puck deflects just over the net on the rebound. Jake Wallen, a good look. Puck rolls down, icing is waved off as went too close to Alec Dillon for an icing call, but Storm have it, and Wilkie back to Wallen, a new try. Wallen gets hammered by the Tri-City end. Gets right back up, though. Good hit there. I didn't see who it was for Team USA, but now a turnover at the top. It's Joel Herbert who shoots, and is blocked in front. Herbert had a great look in front of the net, and he couldn't get it through. Now another chance here. Berger threw one in on net. Save was made. Berger finds the rebound. Up top, Gordy Meyer. Meyer back to Berger on the near side. Let it go for Herbert. Herbert in the near side corner. Got hit. Puck's loose on the near side. Gordy Meyer kept it in with a play down low. Now it's picked up by Milan. Milan on the near side. Trying to cycle on the near side half wall. Over to Berger. On the near side half wall still. It's taken by Keller. Played it behind Greenway. Greenway, Mole rolled up this far side. Nardella steals it. Nardella to the center. He shoots and misses the net high. Nardella fell down. Puck's loose in front. It's cleared out by USA. Gordy Meyer sends it right back in. Storm tag up. USA picks it up on the near side. Sent all the way down. And now it'll go into the Storm end. Icing waved off. Under 9 minutes to go in the second. Pace picking up in Tri-City with a lot of the opportunities here. Looking good in Ann Arbor. Now it's Mason Appleton got it forward for Freitag, and Nolan Abel will go chase into the USA zone. Campoli played it around the near side. Freitag able to cut it off. Freitag cycles it back for Appleton. Up top, Dello on the left point. Dello with a shot, deflection in front, saved by Onager. And now USA with possession, kept in by Abel. Nice job, Nolan Abel. Abel on the left circle, got it down low for Appleton, who couldn't play it. And Abel gets over to the loose puck, plays it back to Dello on the left point. Dello back to Abel. Abel on the left point. Abel cycles down low, goes behind the net, chance in front, Freitag, and a big shot and a save by Ottinger. Abel up top, Spicer keeps it in, rolled it down the wall, intercepted by USA. USA comes out of the zone, but they turn it over back to Dello. Dello back to Spicer on the far side, nice pass forward to Freitag, just deflected into the zone, didn't do much with it, now pass the job, plays it into the Storm end, threw it in front, went wide of the net, rebound loose in front, and it pops out over to Eastman. Eastman tried to play it on the near side. It gets deflected into the near side corner of the Storm end. Eastman takes a hit, gets it to Dello. Dello in the near side wall. Two USA players there. Dello is taken down. And Eastman picks up the loose puck. Far side, Spicer. Spicer up the ice over to Einalli. Einalli now into the zone. Into the near side corner. Held up on the wall. Loose puck rolls around to the near side. Eastman's there. Eastman flips it in deep, knocks his man over, goes to the front of the net, tried a shot, it was blocked. Eastman knocks another player over. On the near side, it's taken by USA. They move up the ice. USA with a rush here on the far side. Move to the center, and a shot missed the net wide. Cruikshank had the look. Now it's Hellickson. Hellickson takes a shot, blocked in front. Another shot by Kotarenko, never got through. And here's Hatcher for Tri-City, who brings it out to neutral ice. Found Milan on the far side. Drop pass over to Berger. Berger enters the zone on the far side. Berger threw it to the center. It was blocked. And now it's taken by USA the other way. Under 7 minutes to go in the second. Tri-City has the 3-1 lead on USA. Things getting much quicker here as USA is offside. Sanchez and Kevin Kerr tied up behind the play. 6:45 to go in the second. Things moving fast and furious now in the middle period. Tri-City has scored two in the second. Chris Wilkie on the power play from Wallen and Nardella, and Chase Hatcher will get the goal from Kyle Eastman and Alexei Einalli at 8:32. It's Eastman's first assist of the season and Einalli's first point with Tri-City in his second game. So last night, Abel had his first point in his second game, and here tonight, Einalli gets his Einalli gets his first USHL point here in his second game. And we talked earlier with Jim Holton about guys making the most of the opportunity. Abel and Einalli, guys who were scratched earlier in the season, getting chances and doing well here tonight. Especially Nolan Abel has found himself a home. Penalties upcoming on Team USA here as Nick Masters shoots, misses the net wide. Nardella picks it up, but it's touched up by USA. And the Tri-City Storm will head back to the Century 21 power play. It'll be their third power play of the period. And this time, the man going to the box for Team USA is Max Jones. Jones' third minor of the night. 6:15 to go in the second. Tri-City ahead 3-1 on Team USA. And looking for more here in the Century 21 power play. Storm will start with Wallen, Berger, Master, Wilkie, Nardella. The top unit right now with Gomez suspended. Berger takes Gomez's place in the faceoff circle here and wins the faceoff. It's rolled to the far side, Wilkie. Wilkie on the right point. Nardella lost it at the center. Turned over to Keller. Clayton Keller killing the penalty into the Storm end, through to the center, taken by Wallen. Uncharacteristic of Nardella there. And now Wallen will play it forward. Berger flipped it in deep. In deep to go get it is Wilkie. Skated by it. Master helped pick it up in the near side. But Wallen couldn't hold it in on a clearing attempt, and it goes all the way down for USA. 30 seconds into the Century 21 power play. Wilkie picks it up behind his own net. Now it's Nardella. Nardella moving to neutral ice. Finds Wilkie on the far side, enters the zone. Wilkie from the goal line. Centering pass, got knocked away by USA. Loose puck can be cleared all the way down by the under-17 team. Dylan out of his net. Plays it to Wilkie on the near side. Wilkie behind the net. Gets Nardella. Nardella now moving forward. Got Appleton. Appleton moves past one player into the zone. Trying a centering pass. Knocked away and sent out of the zone. Wilkie with it now. Under a minute to go on the Century 21 power play. Wilkie into the zone. Wilkie makes one move. Wilkie gets taken down. Wilkie just kind of fell down on his own there. Almost deked himself out of the play. Loose puck up to the top. Goranson holds it in on the line. Keeps it in. Nice job by Matias Goranson. Puck rolls around slowly to Milan, who's on the near side. Over to Goranson on the left. Now Dello on the right point. Back to Goranson on the left point. Goranson fires. Deflection in! Tri-City with another power play goal. 4:47 to go in the second. The Storm lead 4-1. Goranson with the initial shot. And it was either Milan or Freitag in front. Freitag and Milan both there. We'll see who gets it for Tri-City. But the more important thing, 4-1 Storm, and they get the power play goal. Second power play goal of the period. The power play continuing to click. Number one in the USHL this season. Two goals in the power play last night. Two more already tonight. 4:47 to go in the second. Storm leading 4-1. Faceoff won by Tri-City. Gordy Meyer over to Schultz. Well, they say Goranson will get the goal. So may have went off a USA player in front, and it's Matias Goranson's first USHL goal. Congratulations to Matias Goranson and his first USHL goal on the power play. Tri-City with a 4-1 lead on Team USA. Storm with the puck in their own end now. 4:20 to go in the second. Jalen Schultz has it behind his own net. Schultz on the near side finds Gordy Meyer. Meyer in a neutral ice. Meyer past the red line, shoots it in deep. Flips it behind the USA net. Played behind the USA net now by Ryan Lindgren. He finally comes out, and he's stopped by Hatcher. Goes right back under, behind the net. Good job by the Tri-City Storm forecheck. Now Hatcher's going to go get a line change, and Joel Herbert comes on. USA able to move up. Stopped by Berger and Milan. Herbert able to enter the zone. Knocked the puck away, though. And USA has it on the far side. Max Jones out to neutral ice. Puck back to the USA blue line. Got past Kevin Kerr into the Storm end. USA making a full change. Kevin Kerr with plenty of time. 3.5 to go in the period. Home run pass gets Berger. Berger into the zone. He shoots. Save made. Another shot. Loose in front. Rolled behind the net. Storm trying to get it to Milan on the far side. Good save by Ottinger on Berger. And now it's Cody Milan with some nifty moves to the center. Looking for a deflection. Went wide. Now it's Critch on the goal line. Flipped it to Herbert. Got through Herbert. Wilkie comes on to keep it in. Herbert now on the far side corner. Good possession by Tri-City. Wilkie up top. Goranson couldn't keep it in. Goranson got a hustle back to get it. He'll see some pressure. Got it to the near side. Critch. Critch up the near side wall. And Master couldn't tip it. Back to Critch in his own end. Got it forward to Master. Master back to Critch now. Critch on the far side. Goranson. Goranson, long cross-ice pass, got deflected. Wallen had it for a second. He deflected up, tried to get gloved down by Frederick. Wallen takes it away. Wallen over to Wilkie. Wilkie to the center, Master. He shoots. Save made by Ottinger. Nice save there. Now a loose puck taken by USA. Wallen was knocked down in front. He's limping back over to the bench a second time. Gets off the ice. Nardella will rush up the ice. 2:20 to go in the period. Nardella on the left circle. Goes in deep. Plays it in the near side corner. Puck gets moved around to Critch at the left point. Send it back for Wilkie. Wilkie on the near side wall. Wilkie cross-ice pass Nardella. Nardella far side. Appleton came on the ice to play to Critch. Critch stashed in the near side corner for Freitag. Freitag holding on the near side wall to Appleton. Lot of room. Appleton in front. Taken down. Penalty upcoming on USA. Freitag's there first. Flips it in deep. And it's touched up by Team USA. Another fantastic possession for Tri-City in the offensive zone, and a tripping call. Whistle to USA, another Century 21 power play for Tri-City. They're 2 out of 5 on the power play. This tripping penalty goes to James Greenway. 1:52 to go in the second. Storm lead 4-1. If they don't score in the first 1:52 of the power play, we'll see 8 seconds carried over to the third period. But the faceoff to the right of the USA netminder Ottinger. In the USA zone to start the Century 21 power play. Faceoff won by Tri-City. Goranson on the left point. Back to Dello on the right point. Dello down low. Appleton in the right circle. Back to Dello. Dello shoots. Save made by Ottinger. Rebound. Batted at. Went wide. Good look from both Freitag, Milan, and Appleton in front there. Tripping call to Greenway, and USA able to clear. All the way down it goes to Dillon. He stops it with the stick. Leaves it for Goranson. Goranson around the back of the net. Starts forward. Far side. Milan into the zone. Milan holding. Centering. Chance in front. Net's knocked off. Appleton got hit hard. Going to the net. And the net has been knocked off. 1:19 to go in the second period. Tri-City Storm leading Team USA 4-1 on Classic Hits 98.9 KKPR. After that play in front, they bring the faceoff outside of the USA zone. So it'll be a neutralized faceoff for Tri-City. 1:28 to go in the Century 21 power play. 1:19 to go in the second period. Storm have 3 goals in the second period to take control of this game after trailing 1-0 early on. Wallen got it up to Berger, who flipped it in right on net, and Ottinger will just cover up and force a faceoff to his right. 1:09 to go now in the second, 1:18 to go in the James Greenway penalty. 3 goal scorers for Tri-City, Chris Wilkie on the power play, Chase Hatcher, and Matthias Goranson. 2 players for Tri-City with their first goals of the season. Storm win the faceoff. Wallen up top, Nardella back to Wallen on the left point. Wallen to the center, got deflected away, trying to get it to Master in the center. And it's knocked out to Nardella, who's in neutral ice. Nardella on the near side finds Wallen. He gets around one man, getting some speed. Wallen into the zone, flipped it to Master on the near side. Master got it in deep, took a big hit. Puck's rolled around on the far side. Wilkie's there. Wilkie to Berger on the right circle. Berger back to Wilkie at the top. He shoots. It's deflected into the netting and out of play. 38 seconds to go in the second period. Tri-City ahead of Team USA 4-1 on Classic Hits 98.9. 46 seconds to go on the Greenway penalty for tripping. Face off to the left of Ottinger in the USA end. Master will take this face off here for Tri-City against Keegan Houdeshell. Houdeshell wins it, and the under 17 team clear all the way down. 30 seconds to go in the period. Nardella with one more rush here for Tri-City. Nardella moving forward. Got it to Berger. Berger, nice pass to Wilkie on the far side. Enters with a lot of speed. Wilkie stops in the near side corner. Wilkie holding. Got Wallen at the center. Wallen. Now Nardella. 15 seconds left in the period. Over to Wilkie with a lot of space on the right circle. He shoots. Deflection wide of the net. Rebound in the far side corner. Picked up by Berger. 6 seconds to go in the period. Berger trying to dig it out. He's got it from Master. Up top, Wilkie. 2 seconds left. The shot just goes wide, and the period ends. Wallen was in front, had a look, but it goes wide. The period ends, and Tri-City has a 4-1 lead on Team USA after 40 minutes. 3 goals in the second period for the Storm to take a commanding 4-1 lead after 2 periods. The Storm will have 8 seconds more on the Century 21 power play to start the third period. But a lot of things to talk about in the intermission, and Tri-City got to like what they saw in that second period. They now lead 4-1 after 40 minutes. You're listening to Tri-City Storm Hockey on Classic Hits 98.9.
Come quench your thirst at Old Chicago with any variety of ice-cold craft beers, including a wide selection of local brews. And what better way to enjoy a craft beer than with a handcrafted pizza? Old Chicago dough is made fresh daily. So stop by for lunch and enjoy our all-you-can-eat pizza bar for only $8.49 from 11 to 1:30 daily. Up late? No problem. Indulge in Old Chicago's late-night specials featuring pints, pizzas, and, of course, Sicilian pizza rolls. Stop by Old Chicago, Kearney, today.
Zindar, hey neighbor, what are you doing here at the hockey game?
First, to observe human competitions that may raise adrenaline levels as much as Nebraska Pick 5.
Ah, good point. With a $50,000 starting jackpot, drawing 6 nights a week and 1-in-8 odds of winning a prize, there aren't many games as exciting as Nebraska Pick 5, but, you know, hockey's right up there, so what's the second reason you're here?
I find the vulcanized rubber disc used in the activity to be particularly delicious, especially on toast. And you?
I just stick with the nachos.
Nebraska Pick 5. Must be 19. Please play responsibly.
For the first time ever, the Tri-City GNCs are all locally owned and operated under one roof. Hi, I'm Bo Huffman, the owner-operator of Hastings, Kearney, and now Grand Island GNCs. To commemorate this monumental event, we're offering half-price gold cards in all stores, a savings of $7.50, and then receive a staggering 30% off your entire first purchase as well. Then you still save 20% off everything you need every day for an entire year. This special won't last forever, so hurry into your Kearney GNC in the Hilltop Mall, Hastings GNC just north of Walmart, and now the Grand Island GNC in the Conestoga Mall.
Have you ever seen a rusty fish? The same way scales protect the fish from his environment, the Armacoating Spray-On Bed Liners from the Dent Popper protects your pickup bed. No rust, no dents, no scratches, no chemical corrosion. So your truck has a longer work life and holds its value longer. Reduces load slippage, and here's a bonus, it quiets the ride. See the Dent Popper north of Railroad on First, on the Bricks, downtown Kearney, and get a free estimate for an Armacoating Spray-On Bed Liner. Guaranteed for as long as you own your truck.
Celebrating their 20th year in business, Central Hydraulic Systems and Equipment of Kearney is your source for hydraulic sales, service, and repair. They can also handle all your truck equipment needs from toolboxes and truck bodies to snowplows and hydraulic pumps and motors. Central Hydraulic Systems and Equipment has a large shop and is ready to tackle your projects from repairs to custom work. Check them out today at centralhydrauliconline.com.
Do you drive a pickup or SUV? I'm talking Ford, Chevys, Dodges, Nissans, Toyotas, and the others. Well, there's only one place to get your next set of tires. I'm talking about Big O Tires, where you'll get the best deal in town on BF Goodrich, Michelin, Goodyear, Nitto, Cooper, Yokohama, and more. Big O's your truck tire headquarters with guarantee, low prices, and the best service in town. So if you need truck or SUV tires for safe winter driving, stop by today. We're Big O Tires, the team you trust.
You're listening to Tri-City Storm Hockey. Intermission on the ice. The teams will be back out in a few minutes. This is the Central Hydraulic Intermission Report on the Storm Radio Network. Here's Jared Shaffrin.
Tri-City Storm with a 4-1 lead here on Team USA after two periods. We're in Ann Arbor at the Ann Arbor Ice Cube. And what a second period for Tri-City. The outshoot Team USA 12-2 in the middle frame. After two periods, the shots on goal 26-7. A dominating performance thus far on the scoreboard and on the shot chart by Tri-City. And really, Alec Dillon has only had to make six saves through the first 40 minutes. 26-7 is the shots on net. And 4-1 the score on the scoreboard after two periods. Three goals in the second, all for Tri-City, two on the power play. First, it was Chris Wilkie on the power play from Jake Wallen and Bobby Nardella at 6:16 of the middle frame to take a 2-1 lead, the Storm's first lead of the night. And then Chase Hatcher got his first goal of the season on a rebound in front, pass by Kyle Eastman. Alexi Ignali picks up the second assist at 8:32. Ignali had a great move in front, looked to have maybe scored. The rebound came out to Eastman, who set up Hatcher in front. Hatcher buried it. It's his first goal of the season and first point of the year for Tri-City. Chase Hatcher, first point of the year. And then Eastman gets his first assist of the year, and Ignali with his first USHL point on the assist to the Hatcher goal. Matthias Goransson scored on the power play, his first USHL goal. Goransson from Dello and Cody Milan at 15:13. Milan now with 2 points on the night. Dello has 5 assists now on the season. Picked up one last night as well. Goransson with a goal and 4 assists in his first 9 games now with the Tri-City Storm in a huge second period. The possession that the Storm had forcing Team USA to take penalties in their own end. 4 minor penalties to Team USA. The rhythm of the game completely in the USA end. And Tri-City completely taking control of this game in the second period. 4 minor penalties to USA. The Storm 2 out of 6 on the power play through two periods, and you got to like what you've seen from the Storm, moving the puck around, keeping it in deep. They've been playing well in neutral ice, not allowing any rushes from Team USA. And look, anytime you let up two shots on net in a full period, you got to like what you're seeing from your team. And I think Jim Holton will definitely be happy with what he's seen thus far. It was a slow start, but the team has recovered very well after a 1-0 deficit. They lead 4-1 after two periods. That's your Stadler Implement period recap. Stadler Implement makes farming easier in the state of Nebraska with their great selection of Kubota tractors and grain handling equipment. For the parts you need to keep you running, visit Stadler Implement off of Highway 6 in Minden. Take a break here in the Central Hydraulic Intermission Report. Come back with a check of the Midway Auto Group. Out-of-town scoreboard update next here on Classic Hits 98.9.
What's better than a top-notch smartphone for $50? A second top-notch smartphone for 99 cents. Yep, for a limited time, Vieira Wireless has a fantastic BOGO deal. Buy the iPhone 5C, the LG G2, or the HTC One M7 for just $49.99, and you can mix and match a second for 99 cents. A second smartphone for 99 cents. It's a great time to switch to Vieira, and when you do, we'll pay you up to $200. Stop in today.
For offer details, terms, and to find a store near you, visit Vieiro.com.
Taco Bell only spent $1 on this radio commercial. That's why you're listening to me, a computer robot voice. But if you spend $1 at Taco Bell, you can get a scrumptious shredded chicken mini quesadilla made with all white meat chicken marinated in Mexican spices. My programmer says that's yum yum in the tum tum. I love my programmer. The new Dollar Cravings menu at Taco Bell with 11 craveable creations. Live Moss Bell Sound at participating locations. Prices and items may vary. Tax extra.
Diamonds, gems, pearls, bold, vibrant color, stunning, exquisite, twinkling, beautiful, brilliant diamonds. Yours, now, right now. You know she'll love it. Celebrate 55 years with Riddles Jewelry. Up to 55% savings, plus special interest financing. Don't miss it. Up to 55% off. Now during the anniversary sale at Riddles Jewelry.
New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery in Kearney, Nebraska is excited to welcome Dr. Nolan May to its team. As a Nebraska native with training in orthopedic surgery and sports medicine, Dr. May is excited to bring his knowledge and skills to Husker Loper Nation. Call 308-865-2570 today to learn more about Dr. May and New West Sports Medicine or to schedule an appointment. No referral is necessary and all major insurances are accepted. Call 308-865-2570.
Intermission continues on the Tri-City Storm Radio Network. Now back to the broadcast booth to check the out-of-town scoreboard. Here's Jared Sheffrin.
Tri-City Storm out to a 4-1 lead over Team USA after two periods. We're in the Central Hydraulic Intermission Report. Central Hydraulic Systems and Equipment Company of Kearney providing you with hydraulic sales, service, and repair. Located on the web at centralhydrauliconline.com. Let's look around the league once more. Youngstown defeated Bloomington 5-3 earlier today. The Phantoms with the sweep of the Thunder this weekend. They pick up 4 points, and for the moment, they have the most points in the Eastern Conference at the top of the standings. Muskegon has a 2-1 lead over Green Bay in the second period in Muskegon at L.C. Walker Arena. The Lumberjacks headed to Kearney in a couple weeks in the beginning of November, but right now with a 2-1 lead over Green Bay. Billy Sarjarvi started Green Bay off with a goal from Joe Wegworth at 3:46 of the first, but Muskegon had one from Stephen Merle, and then a power play goal from Tom Marchin has it 2-1 Muskegon in the second period. Madison has a 1-0 lead over new rival Dubuque. I say new rival as the schools are the teams, I should say, are only a couple miles away. Madison and Dubuque. Dubuque just outside of Wisconsin. Early, about halfway through the first period, Madison with the only goal for one of their newest players, Daniel Willett. Willett started his USHL career in Lincoln, was traded over to Muskegon last season. Muskegon this week trading Willett to Madison, and now Willett paying dividends for Madison, scoring a goal to give them a 1-0 lead over Dubuque. Omaha has taken a 1-0 lead over Des Moines early on in the first period in that game. The Lancers have a goal. It's Brandon Smith with a shorthanded tally from Jake Henderson and Jacob Forsbacka Carlson at 2:32 of the first. 1-0 lead for Omaha over Des Moines. Cedar Rapids has taken a 1-0 lead on the Sioux Falls Stampede. The Rough Riders have gotten great goaltending this season from Ben Blacker. Blacker, early on in this game, has only seen three shots, but Zach Court has a goal for Cedar Rapids, and they lead Sioux Falls 1-0 early in the first period. And finally, Sioux City with a 1-0 lead over Lincoln. Again, in the first period in that game, the Musketeers have the 1-0 lead on a goal by Robert Carpenter, also known as Bobo Carpenter. And they have a 1-0 lead on the Lincoln Stars early on in that game. So every game around the USHL is underway, and every game at least has a score. A lot of 1-0 leads early on, as this game being played on East Coast time in Ann Arbor. Chinese City with a 4-1 lead on Team USA as we look towards the third period. That's your Midway Auto Group out-of-town scoreboard update. Think hassle-free. Think Midway Auto. Think Midway.com. And we are counting down to the third period. Chinese City Storm have a 4-1 lead on Team USA. A lot of firsts for the Storm tonight. Storm have their first USHL goal for Matias Goranson, first USHL point for Alexei Anali on an assist, and the first goal of the season for Chase Hatcher, all in the second period, giving the team a much-needed momentum lift. They have a 4-1 lead with 20 minutes to go on this one. We'll take a break and come back with the conclusion of the game next on Classic Hits 98.9.
In 4 years, Midway Auto Credit has professionally helped hundreds start rebuilding their credit by originating an auto loan when others couldn't. During those 4 years, many have been able to come back and buy a new car with a new car interest rate because their credit has been reestablished. If you need confidential help getting an auto loan, call Matt Mortensen today at 888-270-1240. Again, call Matt at 888-270-1240 or visit thinkapproved.com today.
Diamond Vogel paint professionals are masters of the mix. Our professionals can match any color you have in mind. Simply bring in a sample and we'll match it. We've made selecting paint even easier through the Diamond Vogel Envision Color Visualizer. Visit DiamondVogel.com/envision to learn more. Diamond Vogel, proud sponsor of Storm Hockey and the official paint of the Vero Event Center.
Two things that make any morning better. Donuts and coffee from Kearney's Daylight Donuts. The folks at Daylight Donuts have been up early for over 30 years hand-making fresh pastries every day. In fact, they open shop at 1 a.m. most mornings to make your favorites. Glazed, frosted with nuts or sprinkles, donut holes, muffins, pies, cheesecakes, and so much more. Find Kearney's Daylight Donuts on Facebook or daylightbakeshop.com. In downtown Kearney, under the Big Red Rooster, Daylight Donuts, something to crow about.
Central Hydraulic Systems and Equipment Company of Kearney is your source for hydraulic sales, service, and repair. With 20 years in the business, they know how to get you up and running fast. Or if you are after products to help you work faster, they have Pronghorn utility boxes and flatbeds, Tommy gate lifts, Adrian steel toolboxes, and Boss snowplows. Let's not forget their large stock of hydraulic components, repair parts, and much more. Check them out at centralhydrauliconline.com or call 308-237-2625.
Do you drive a pickup or SUV? I'm talking Ford, Chevys, Dodges, Nissans, Toyotas, and the others. Well, there's only one place to get your next set of tires. I'm talking about Big O Tires, where you'll get the best deal in town on B.F. Goodrich, Michelin, Goodyear, Nitto, Cooper, Yokohama, and more. Big O's your truck tire headquarters with guarantee, low prices, and the best service in town. So if you need truck or SUV tires for safe winter driving, stop by today. We're Big O Tires, the team you trust.
Best Western Plus, Kearney's number one hotel on TripAdvisor and the official hotel of the Tri-City Storm. The Best Western Plus, located just off Interstate 80 and next to the Vieira Event Center, offering spacious rooms, pillow top beds, free hot breakfast, fitness room, indoor pool, and hot tub. Call Best Western Plus at 308-234-2541 to book your stay. Best Western Plus, the official headquarters of the Storm.
The time is now. The third and final period starts next. You're listening to the Storm Radio Network. Back to the ice. Here's the voice of your Tri-City Storm, Jared Sheffrin.
Big ol' third period here in Ann Arbor. Tri-City Storm has a 4-1 lead on Team USA. Just dropped the puck in the third period. Storm had a final couple seconds of the power play that are ticking off, and we are back at full strength USA had a chance in front of the Storm net, taken away by Berger, outletted over to Herbert, and now Cody Milan shoots in and goes for a change. Couple seconds into the third period here, presented by Big O Tires. Storm have a 4-1 lead on Team USA at the Ice Cube in Ann Arbor. Tri-City at the top of their own zone, got it out to neutral ice. USA sent it in deep into their own end. And in to get it for Tri-City is Jake Wallen. Wilkie moved it up the wall to Critch. Deflection in front off a Critch opportunity. Moved to the near side. Wallen tried to send it to Kevin Kerr, but it went all the way down in the Storm end. And Dylan plays it to Kerr. Kerr behind his own end to Critch. Critch on the far side trying to pass up the wall. It was deflected and stolen away. But now it's back to Nick Master behind his own end for Tri-City. Jake Wallen banks it hard off the glass into neutral ice. Glove down by USA and whistled for a hand pass here. Touched up by Clayton Keller for the hand pass. Minute and 12 seconds into the Big O Tires. Third period, Tri-City leading Team USA 4-1 at the Ice Cube in Ann Arbor. Storm looking to finish off a four-point weekend here. Have a three-goal lead. 18 and change to go in this one. Tri-City able to win the faceoff, and Nardella shoots into the near side corner of the USA end. Nice job by the Storm to get possession. Abel couldn't hold in, though. And out to neutral ice. Frank Tag sends it right back in deep to the USA end on the far side. Abel wins this race, throws one at the net. Save made by Ottinger. Frank Tag picks up a rebound in the near side corner. Gets hit. Chance find Abel to Appleton. Abel touches up. What could have been a hand pass on Tri-City, but it was not called. And now it's moved up the near side wall. Frank Tag keeping it in for a second. Out to neutral ice it goes, and had a shell. Shoveled it toward the Storm end. Nardella gloved it down. Kept in neutral ice and now shot in by USA. Both teams go on changes. Cam Spicer, the only man back, to pick it up for Tri-City. Spicer, pass deflected in neutral ice. Gets to Einali. Einali over to Hatcher on the near side. Throws one on the net. Save made by Ottinger. Rebound on the near side. Taken by USA. They'll have room to move. On the near side, Cruikshank. Cruikshank flips into the Storm end. Around the back of the net. Dylan able to cut it off. And move it around the far side wall. Shot from Team USA to keep it in and tried to throw it on net. Went wide. Another shot. Dylan got a piece of that one there from Kotarenko. Now on the far side. Storm moving it up. And to the top of the zone, it's out of the zone. Good work by Tri-City. Back to the USA end. 17 and a half to go in the Big O Tires third period. Storm leading USA 4-1 here on Classic Hits 98.9. Greenway had it for USA. Back and forth they goes with Fox. Now Greenway, cross-ice pass, nobody there for USA on a change. And Freitag played it in deep. Berger there, chance in front for Milan. He shoots, save made by Ottinger. Rebound loose in front, goes wide of the net. Milan gets it back on the left circle. He shoots, save made by Ottinger. Loose on the far side again, kept in by Critch. Nice job by Jason Critch to go down the wall and help out. Nice shot from Freitag, save made by Ottinger. Storm firing shots from all angles. You got to give credit here tonight to Jake Ottinger, his team being outshot right now 29-8 in the game. And Ottinger has made some very good saves, especially towards the latter half of this game when the Storm have taken the lead. Ottinger has kept himself in this game, and he's made some good saves. Otherwise, could have been an even bigger lead for Tri-City. Faceoff is won by USA in their own zone, but they can't get it out. Kept in by Goranson with a backhander. Toward the center, was knocked down by USA. Jones, able to get out of the zone. Master, nice job sealing his man off in neutral ice. It's shot out of play by Luke Martin. 16:37 to go here in the Big O Tires third period. Tri-City Storm with a 4-1 lead on Team USA. Face off in neutral ice now. Early on in the third period, Tri-City with a 4-1 lead. Master will take a faceoff here against Clayton Keller. USA wins it forward, but Master able to get the puck back in neutral ice. Wilkie now on a rush into the zone. Wilkie shoots. Save made by Ottinger. Rebound just went wide. Master had a good look. Now another USA player loses an edge behind the net. Eastman or Wallen that came in. Excuse me there. Wallen came in to try to get the puck loose. Ends up going out of the zone. It's recovered by Goranson. And Wilkie will move forward. Wilkie into the zone on the near side. Gets past Lindgren, loses an edge. Falls down. Puck's played on the far side wall, kept in by Tri-City. Wallen tried to move around one man and keep it in, but it did float out to neutral ice. And now it's Nardella and Cam Spicer up the near side. Spicer to neutral ice with speed. Gets the red line. Shoots in deep around to the far side. Abel first man there. Abel in the far side corner over to Appleton. Appleton working it in deep. Good job by Appleton now on the far side. Trying to pass it up top for Spicer. Intercepted and taken away by Anderson of USA. Storm put it right back in deep. On the near side, picked up by Luke Martin. Martin behind the net. Moves to the far side. Past Appleton. Threw it all the way down. Icing waved off on a deflection. Dylan played it to Spicer. Slowed it down. Got it forward towards Abel, but moved ahead. And now Freitag ends up with it. Takes a shot. It's gloved down. Oninger looked like he was going to try to keep play alive, but the whistle blew before he could keep it moving. 15 minutes and 15 seconds to go in the Big O Tires third period. Tri-City Storm with an offensive zone faceoff coming and a 4-1 lead on Team USA. Faceoff to the left of Oninger now. Keegan Houdeshell tossed out of the faceoff circle for Team USA. And faceoff's won by the Storm, and Alexi Nolly kept it alive. Down low to Hatcher, couldn't control, and now it's Campoli who takes a hit from Eastman, and it's a whistle as the official was right there in front of the hit. Eastman went down into the corner, started arguing with the official almost immediately there, and Eastman not happy with the call. 15:05 to go here in this game, and Team USA will head to the power play Storm to the GNC penalty kill. For all your health and wellness needs, head to GNC in Kearney and Hastings and Grand Island. Our trained staff will help you find the quality product you're looking for to reach your goals. Head to GNC in any of the Tri-Cities today. Kyle Eastman whistled for a penalty in the offensive zone, a penalty he's not happy with. And the Storm going the GNC penalty kill. Have a 4-1 lead, 15 minutes to go in the game. Team USA wins the faceoff forward. Quick shot, save made by Dylan with the right pad. Storm clear all the way down. 2 minutes for tripping on Eastman. Oninger had the puck for USA, moved it behind him. And now it's taken forward by Hellickson. At the line, shot in by Lockwood. Around the back of the net. Moved to the near side. And a puck pops way into the air and out of play into the netting. 14:39 to go in the Big O Tires third period. Nothing like a little more bounce. Noticing a little more bounce in your vehicle's ride, it may be time for new shocks or struts. At Big O Tires, they carry a complete line of CarQuest shocks and struts to fit all cars, vans, SUVs, and light trucks. Plus, all of their shocks and struts come with a free replacement warranty, good for as long as you own your vehicle. Head to Big O Tires in Kearney and Grand Island today. Faceoff is scrummed for and USA controls. Still in the power play here in the Storm end. Shot by Fox was blocked. Another shot by Lockwood goes into the netting and out of play. Get another faceoff here. 14:26 to go in the Big O Tires third period. Tri-City leading Team USA 4-1 on Classic Hits 98.9. I want to thank Classic Hits again, the whole staff, for accommodating us on the station change. Overloaded with sports here this fall on the Platte River Radio. Platte River Radio family and networks here, having a great relationship with Tri-City. As the play resumes here, USA wins the faceoff at the top. It's Max Jones, far side, Keller. Keller on the far side circle, moves it up top. Saucer pass, got it to Chris. Back to Keller, top of the right circle. Wrist shot, save made by Dylan. Rebound loose, near side. Appleton sends all the way down. And Chris has it for USA. Banked it off Appleton's face. And Appleton goes down immediately. Colt Graff, trainer for Tri-City, onto the ice. Appleton got hit in the face, inadvertent, under the half shell. Appleton now up under his own power. Not on his feet just yet. But kneeling over, and seems like there's some blood here. Critch over with a towel to help, and Appleton is going to go off. Mason Appleton, never want to see what just happened. Got hit in the face with the puck, and he is now off the ice in the locker room under his own power. Trainer Colt Graff going to accompany him into the Storm locker room. Not a guy the Storm want to lose for any amount of time. Mason Appleton. as he has meant so much to this team early on in his tenure for Tri-City. 13:58 to go in this game, and the Storm have taken a timeout. And we'll take one as well. We'll come back in just a moment here on Classic Hits 98.9.
It's your last chance to see Drowian. Discover an exhilarating and colorful world where boundaries vanish and spirits take flight. Don't miss Drowian's farewell tour from Cirque du Soleil. Presented by Visa Signature, coming to the Viero Event Center December 3rd to 7th. Tickets starting at $30 at CirqueDuSoleil.com. Drowian is also sponsored by Xerox and DHL.
Stadler Implement in Minden carries a full line of Kubota tractors and mowers. Over the years, Kubota has been committed to providing durable and reliable machinery to farmers, construction workers, and everyday people. From B-Series tractors to premium lawn tractors, Stadler carries them. Providing quality doesn't have to be expensive, thanks to Kubota and Stadler Implement. Located on East Highway 6 in Minden, go see Carl and the gang. You'll be satisfied with the service you get.
Tri-City Storm leading Team USA 4-1 in the third period, 13:58 to go in the Big O Tires third period of play. 53 seconds left in a tripping penalty to Kyle Eastman. And we saw a scary scene here. Mason Appleton hit in the face with a puck. Blood on the ice. Seemed like a good amount of blood on the ice as the officials and some maintenance crew here at the Ann Arbor Ice Cube just trying to scrape off the blood from the neutral zone. Again, just under 14 minutes to go in the game, and Appleton in the locker room with Storm trainer Colt Graff, and we will get an update from Jim Holton during the Old Chicago postgame show. Well wishes go out to Mason Appleton, one of the hardest working players on this Storm team in his first year in the USHL. A guy who really works hard, and we never want to see anybody on either side take a puck to the face like that, completely inadvertent. USA was trying to dump the puck into the zone on the power play, and Appleton was just in the way. We resume play now for neutral ice as USA shoots it in, but all the well wishes go to Mason Appleton right now, who is back in the Storm locker room. We hope everything's okay. Storm able to get to the puck, and Joel Herbert shoots in deep into the USA end. There's 32 seconds on the GNC penalty here for Tri-City to kill off. Chad Chris through the neutral ice into the Storm end, shoots it in deep around the wall to the near side. Keller up top, Lindgren shot deflected in front, never got through. Jalen Schultz gloves it away to the near side and all the way down. Nice job there on the penalty kill for Jalen Schultz and Tri-City. 10 seconds to go in the Eastman penalty. Eastman on his feet, ready to exit the box. Chad Chris now moving forward for USA. Got it forward for Jones through neutral ice into the zone. Jones, far side, flipped it in deep. Eastman out of the box, goes to the bench. Nolan Abel joins in the play. Under 13 minutes to go in the Big O Tires third period. Lindgren for USA with it, shoots. Deflected wide of the net. Good look in front from Keller. Got a piece of it, deflected it. Went wide, and now Jason Critch for Tri-City. Send it out, stolen away. Abel to the net. Abel tried to pass to the front. It was blocked in front and taken by Lindgren. Nolan Abel with a good-looking play. Couldn't get the play on net. Now Lindgren with a shot that's knocked away by Dillon. Rebound on the near side, taken by Nolan Abel. Up the wall, intercepted by Jones. Trying a shot that was blocked. Loose puck behind the Storm net. Critch goes to get it. Critch banks it behind the net. Loose puck taken by Abel. Up to Wilkie on the near side wall. He skates it out to neutral ice. Wilkie around one man. Wilkie into the zone. He shoots, misses the net wide. Falls down. Rebound back to neutral ice. Wallen, back pass over to Nardella. Now Cam Spicer on the near side. Spicer flips it forward. Bouncing puck into the USA end. Sent back to neutral ice. Nardella calms it down. Plays it forward. It's ended up roped in by Wallen. Under 12 minutes to go here in the third. Storm leading 4-1 on Team USA. In neutral ice now, Sanchez got it forward. Here's a rush for USA. Sanchez gets it back. He shoots. It was blocked in front. Rebound loose. Goes wide, and here comes Wallen. Storm have a rush if they want it. Wallen on the near side into the offensive zone. Made a nice move. Gets taken down. No call coming. In the near side corner, it's Eastman who comes to pick the puck up. Eastman cycles back to Wallen. Wallen behind the net, got it to Einalli. Einalli on the goal line gets shoved. Still controlling, Einalli gets taken down. No call. USA takes the other way. And Gordy Meyer will pick it up. Move it to Dello on the near side as Wallen changed off. Dello tried to get it to Einalli. He did. Einalli on the near side. Wall lost it to Houdeshell. Dello puts a hit on him. Puck goes into the zone. Pass the job. In the near side corner with Gordy Meyer. Pass the job. Comes away with the puck from the far side. Over to Chris. Shot below the goal line, and Dillon finds it in the crease and covers up. 10:53 to go in the Big O Tires third period. Tri-City trailing USA 4-1. The good news is that Colt Graff is back on the Storm bench. So Graff not attending to Appleton at this time. Not sure if Appleton's back on the bench. Can't see that far right now, but Graff is back with the team on the bench. 10:50 to go in the Big O Tires third period. Storm get it all the way down the ice. Icing waved off as it's deep in the USA end. Stolen away behind the net for Herbert. Good look on the forecheck. And Milan back to Herbert in the near side corner. Herbert powering his way behind the net with Milan. Milan, nice little move in front. Got knocked away into the near side corner. Berger comes in to help. Goranson in deep to play it. Got it to Herbert. He's back out on top. Herbert now with Berger. Berger with two men on him. Flips it behind the net. Taken by Chad Chris. Chris flips it through neutral ice. Rolling back to the Storm end. Icing is waved off. Goranson played it around the near side wall. Long shot. Gets blocked in front. Another shot. May have gotten through to Dillon, but it was deflected wide. And now Goranson banks it off the glass back to neutral ice. USA with it. Luke Martin shoots in deep, round the wall to the far side. Played in the far side corner. Chase Berger. Berger got it out of the zone, rolling to the USA and Storm finish a line change. Halfway through the Big O Tires third period, Tri-City leading 4-1 over Team USA. Not a goal has been scored in the third just yet. Storm had three in the second to take the advantage after a 1-1 first period. USA into the Storm end. Cruikshank with a shot and a save made by Dillon. He hangs on. Just the 13th shot that Alec Dillon has faced tonight. 9:29 to go in the Big O Tires. Third period. Storm ahead of Team USA. 4-1. You may not know it, but Big O Tires is the largest chain of independent tire stores in America. We have almost 600 locations across the U.S. and Canada. Since 1962, Big O Tires has been offering high-quality products and outstanding service. Their stores are locally owned and operated and are deeply committed to earning and keeping your business. Head to Big O Tires in Kearney and Grand Island today. Tri-City ahead of Team USA 4-1 as we see a break in the action. The Storm had three goals in the second period after a 1-1 first period. Cody Milan had an unassisted goal for the Storm in the first. Wilkie on the power play from Wallen and Ardella at 6:16 of the second. Just over 2 minutes later, Hatcher from Eastman and Alexei Einalli to make it 3-1. And then the last goal that we saw was Matthias Goranson on the power play from Torridello and Cody Milan at 15:13 of the middle frame. Tri-City leads 4-1. They're 2 of 6 on the power play. Team USA 1 out of 3. And what's interesting is we talk about the early penalties for Tri-City. Storm had 2 penalties and 2 power plays for USA in the first. Did not take a penalty in the second and just 1 penalty for the Storm so far in the third. We'll see if they can stay out of the box here late in this game and continue to hold the lead. They have a 4-1 advantage on Team USA. 9:29 to go in the third. Faceoff coming to the left of Alec Dillon in the Storm end to resume play. Chase Berger wins it for Tri-City. Bobby Nardella shoots it all the way down. Puck's rolling and it looks like it will carry for icing. Another face-off in the Storm end. 9:22 to go in the Big O Tires third period. Team USA, under 17 team. The whole team consisting of players in the 1998 birth year. A lot of young talent on this USA team. And I like to think you'll see these players go pretty far in their hockey careers, both internationally with Team USA, as well as professionally after they finish their college hockey. Storm off the faceoff win. Nardella got crammed into the wall, and Chase Berger lifted the puck out of the zone, but it hit the ceiling here at the Ann Arbor Ice Cube. So we get a stoppage. Storm and Team USA changing off players. 9:06 to go in the Big O Tires third period. Tri-City leading Team USA 4-1. Nick Master will take the draw against Clayton Keller for Team USA. It's won back by Tri-City. Dello got it to the far side. Wallen. Wallen got it forward to Wilkie. Wilkie, he in the red line, but couldn't get it in deep. Hellickson knocked it back into the Storm end. Deflected off Dello, who goes back to get it with Gordy Meyer against Keller. Meyer gets tangled up with Keller. Puck's loose behind the net, picked up by Max Jones. Jones with a turnaround shot deflected wide of the net in front by Keller. Keller goes to get it in the near side, lost an edge in the corner. Picked up by USA, kept in by Greenway with a shot, deflects just wide of the net. Dillon was ready for it in the top left corner. And now Wallen has it, gets it out of the zone, rolling back to the USA end, not going to make icing this time. 8:20 to go, the Big O Tires third period. Storm leading 4-1. Greenway loses his edge on the near side, got it to the far side, turned over, neutralized to Alexi Inali for Tri-City. Inali into the zone, far side, sent it to the center, knocked away. Got it down low to Hatcher. Hatcher in the near side corner will gain his position. Two-a-side battle with Eastman for Hatcher. Eastman pulls it out. Eastman up top for Schultz. Cross ice over to Goranson with a shot. Save made. Rebound loose. Hatcher with a shot. Save made by Ottinger. Rebound now to Goranson on the near side. Flips it to the far side to Schultz. Another shot. Save made by Ottinger. Far side boards. Loose puck. Taken by Hatcher. Hatcher looks in front for Eastman. Eastman didn't take a shot. Instead moved it behind the net. Eastman now behind the net. Looks in front for Milan and a stoppage. And we'll get a penalty, and players come together, Greenway and Hatcher. Greenway, 6'4", 204 pounds, highly regarded prospect out of Potsdam, New York, playing here tonight. Did not play last night for USA, but in the lineup as a defenseman here. And we will see yet another penalty whistled to USA, and it's Hellickson into the box. Hellickson goes to the box. Tri-City Storm to the Century 21 power play. It'll be the Storm's 7th power play, I believe, here in this game. First of the third period, however. 7:32 to go in the Big O Tires third period. 2 minutes on the board for Tri-City on the Century 21 power play. Milan tossed out of the faceoff. Both Freitag and Milan not happy about it. Voiced their displeasure with the linesman there. Faceoff won back by USA. And it rolled around the wall. Torrey Dello keeps it in. Fires it to Goranson on the far side. Goranson back to Dello at the top. Now Goranson on the left side. Lost it out of the zone. A little bit too passive with Dello and Goranson at the top. Couldn't get a shot. Storm re-enter the zone. Abel took a shot in the face from Campoli. But Freitag has it in deep. Over to Milan on the far side. Milan in the far side corner. Plenty of space. Milan looks to the net. Backhand floater. And it's gloved and held on to by Jake Ottinger, the netminder for USA. 7:01 to go. Tri-City Storm have a 4-1 lead on Team USA's under-17 team. 1:30 to go on the penalty to Matthew Hellickson of Team USA. Storm on the Century 21 power play. Inali, Hatcher, Eastman getting a power play shift. Jim Holton must be happy with what he's seen from that line as Hatcher will play it in the far side wall over to Eastman. Eastman in the far side, half wall. Up top to Kevin Kerr at the center. Now Critch on the near side. Critch back to Kevin Kerr. And now Critch again. Critch, Kerr on the far side. Down low Eastman. Eastman on the far side, half wall. Back to Kevin Kerr. He shoots, blocked in front. Rebound on the far side. Eastman comes and gets it. Eastman on the circle. Up top to Inali. Back to Eastman now. Still holding. Now Kevin Kerr at the top. Critch on the near side. He shoots. Missed the net wide. Rebound will carry him out of the zone. 6:23 to go in the game in the Big O Tires third period. 48 seconds to go in the Century 21 power play. Critch got it forward. Hatcher enters the zone. Hatcher, nice pass far side. Shot was saved by Ottinger. Shot came from Nick Master, who had just dumped on the ice. Nick Master with a good-looking shot there went high, and Ottinger just got a piece of it to flex it out of play. Faceoff will stay in the USA end. 41 seconds to go in the Century 21 power play. 6:13 to go in the Big O Tires third period. Faceoff to the right of the USA net is won by Team USA and sent all the way down on Dillon, who will stop the puck, settle it down, and leave it for Bobby Nardella for Tri-City. Nardella through neutral ice, try to get Wallen, who was streaking into the zone, was stopped, and Wilkie will move it for Tri-City on the near side. Got it to Wallen. This time he's into the zone. Wallen, cross-ice pass, found Master to the center, put it wide of the net. Wallen got it in the near side corner, took a hit, lost the puck to Greenway. It's hopped out of the zone, and Nardella recovers for Tri-City. 5 seconds left in the Century 21 power play. 5.5 to go in the game. Tri-City leading USA 4-1 here on Classic Hits. Storm move in onside as the power play expires. Wilkie in front had Master on the back door, but he couldn't put it home. And now it's USA the other way. It's Keller into the zone onside. Centering pass knocked away by a diving Wilkie into the near side corner. Behind the net, USA with it. Out in front, shot, save made by Dillon. Rebound Keller. Keller, shot, blocked in front. Keller with it still, taken away by Nardella. Nardella will hustle it out of the zone himself, gain the red line, and shoot into the far side corner. Very nice work by Bobby Nardella, and we are now inside of the Diamond Vogel Final Five. Tri-City with a 4-1 lead on Team USA. USA moving forward in the offensive end. Far side, shot, save made by Dillon. Rebound goes down below the net and behind the net. Kotarenko took that shot. Behind the net, Kotarenko still with it. Took a hit from Schultz. Chase Berger got it around the wall. Took an awkward bounce, but out of the zone it goes. And Gordy Meyer fighting for position. Got it forward to Herbert, who shoots it into the USA end. 4.5 to go in the game. In deep, Meiling gets a turnover. Looking out in front, try to find Berger, but it was too far away from him. And Keenan Southers had it, but lost it to Hatcher and neutralized. Hatcher back to Meiling. In the center, Berger shot it high. Rebound bounces to the front of the net. Loose puck on the far side. Picked back up by Meiling. Up top, it goes for Tri-City, and a shot from the point from Gronson deflected away. Dello with it, shot it back in deep. Hatcher with a good positioning in the far side corner. Two men on him, and he was still controlling. Now Kotarenko finally takes it away. Kotarenko ran into the wall with Eastman. Out to neutral ice. Storm get it right back. Hatcher back into the zone. Leaves it for Gronson. Gronson around Fox to the center. Puck is loose in front and covered up by Ottinger. 3:45 to go in the third period. We're now inside the Diamond Vogel Final Five. When it comes to quality products and customer service, look to the professionals at Diamond Vogel Paints with locations in McCook, Kearney, and Grand Island. Diamond Vogel, the miracle of paint. 3:45 to go. Diamond Vogel Final Five. Tri-City leading 4-1 over Team USA here on Classic Hits 98.9. USA off a face-off win, controls Lindgren in the near side corner. Hatcher knocking him away from the puck. Eastman picks it up in neutral ice, moved it forward. Storm tag up, and Lindgren plays it on the far side as USA has control. Cruikshank now into the zone. Cruikshank shoots, save made by Dillon, and he hangs on. 3:24 to go in the third. Tri-City with a 4-1 lead on Team USA here in the Diamond Vogel Final Five. Shots on goal now 37-17. Tri-City in the lead in the shots on net. 11-10 here in the third period. 4-1 our score. Face off to the right of Dillon in the Storm end. Is won by Tri-City. Gordy Meyer has possession. The far side, Freitag skates out of the zone. Freitag into neutral ice, leaves it in the center for Meyer. Meyer for Schultz, and it's a penalty upcoming on Team USA. Is touched up by Cruikshank. So we will see another Century 21 power play for Tri-City. 3:09 to go in the game of the Big O Tires, third period. USA with another man in the box. Tri-City, 2 out of 7 on the power play tonight. 3:09 to go in the game. We do not see, I've not seen Mason Appleton re-enter the game, and now Colt Graff missing from the Storm bench. So again, we'll look for an update, but all the best to Mason Appleton, who left this game earlier in the period. Faceoff won by Tri-City. Spicer to the far side, a Kerr. Kerr, Eastman on the far side. Penalty for USA went to Trent Frederick. Storm on the power play here, 2:55 to go in the game. Century 21 power play for Tri-City, and Hatcher on the far side. Kevin Kerr to the center for Spicer. Spicer banked it down low, Eastman. Eastman back to Spicer. on the right point. Back to Eastman. Half wall. Send it to the center. Was kept in by the Storm. Now it's out for Spicer, who regroups in neutral ice. Leaves it for Kevin Kerr. And Kerr, with 2.5 to go in the game, will start forward with Anali. Anali into the zone. Nice puck handling by Anali. Centering Hatchard on the back door. Found Eastman, but it was just wide of the net. Now Kevin Kerr on the left point. Sent it back for Anali. And it's knocked out by USA. Loose puck back to Kevin Kerr. Kerr in neutral ice now. With 1 minute to go in the Century 21 power play, Storm very close to too many men there as they were changing, and now they turn it over to Keller. Keller turned it right back to Spicer, back to neutral ice. Campoli shoots in for Team USA. Final 2 minutes of the game here in the Diamond Vogel Final Five. Storm leading 4-1 on Classic Hits, 98-9. Storm still with 40 seconds left on the power play as Kevin Kerr shoots in deep into the offensive zone. Berger threw it out in front. Grayson Critch with a shot, and he scores! First USHL goal for Storm defenseman Jason Critch. And it's 5-1, another power play tally for Tri-City. Grab that puck, as Kyle Eastman does. It's Jason Critch's first USHL goal. All smiles on the Tri-City Storm bench as Critch stepped into a loose puck and buried it up high for his first USHL goal. 1:43 to go. In the third, Storm in control, 5-1. Third power play goal for the Storm here tonight. 6 power play goals on the weekend for Tri-City, continuing to do their damage with the man advantage. Critch on the far side now, Gordy Meyer. Meyer got it forward. Herbert took a hit. Storm get it in deep, 1.5 to go. Here in the final period, Tri-City with a 5-1 advantage on Team USA. Sent in by Sanchez. Icing waved off. Race won by Lockwood. Lockwood on the near side. Lost an edge. Gordy Meyer. Meyer lost it to Lockwood. And a stoppage and a penalty. Penalty whistled once more to Team USA. This time a check from behind to Gordy Meyer. Gordy Meyer is the one who was checked. Penalty is to Team USA. This penalty to James Sanchez. Sanchez to the box. 1:15 to go in the game, and Storm will end with another power play opportunity. Again, 3 of 8 on the power play. They've scored 3 of their 5 with a man advantage. Tri-City headed back to the Century 21 power play. Anali taking the faceoff against Trent Frederick. Faceoff 1 to Spicer. Spicer holds it in. On the far side, Jalen Schultz. On the far side half wall, Eastman. Kyle Eastman now in the circle. Down low, Hatcher. Hatcher now from the far side. Up to Jalen Schultz. Try to go to Spicer. It's deflecting out to neutral ice. Final minute of the period and of the game here is the Storm of a 5-1 lead. And on the power play, Eastman centering pass over to Anali in on the half wall. Anali holding. Got it in deep for Hatcher. Back to Anali. Storm just moving the puck around here in the offensive zone. Comfortable with a 5-1 lead. Shot on net, save made by Ottinger. Kept in by Spicer. Over to Anali. Back up top, Jalen Schultz couldn't hold in. And back to neutral ice we go. Schultz for Anali. Turned it over, and Frederick sends it down for Team USA. 22 seconds to go in the game. Jalen Schultz has it behind his own net. Not seeing too much pressure here. And Schultz still holding behind his own net. 10 seconds to go. And that'll be it for this one. Jalen Schultz just going to run out the clock, skating in front of his own net. For the final seconds, the Tri-City Storm have their first sweep of the season, defeating Team USA 5-1 and 4-2 last night. 4 points on the weekend for Tri-City, and a very nice performance here to cap off the weekend by the Storm. 5 goals here tonight, their highest scoring output of the season. 3 more power play goals for the Storm. And they get the win 5-1 here tonight. 4 points on the weekend for Tri-City. They stay undefeated on the road. 4-0 record away from Kearney. We might just keep them away longer. They got 2 games in Madison coming up next weekend. We'll take a break, and we will move into the old Chicago post-game show coming up next on Classic Hits 98.9.
Come quench your thirst at Old Chicago with any variety of ice-cold craft beers, including a wide selection of local brews. And what better way to enjoy a craft beer than with a handcrafted pizza? Old Chicago dough is made fresh daily. So stop by for lunch and enjoy our all-you-can-eat pizza bar for only $8.49 from 11 to 1:30 daily. Up late? No problem. Indulge in Old Chicago's late-night specials featuring pints, pizzas, and, of course, Sicilian pizza rolls. Stop by Old Chicago, Kearney, today.
Get in there for the power play.
But, Coach, I'm the equipment manager. I can't play hockey.
You said you wanted a power play. This is a power play.
But I thought you were talking about Powerball with Power Play from the Nebraska Lottery. You know where you can increase the size of your non-jackpot prize by adding $1? Not a hockey power play.
Oh, well, in that case, you might want to die.
Play Powerball with Power Play from the Nebraska Lottery, and you could win $2 million by matching 5 white balls. Must be 19. Please play responsibly.
Hi, it's Bo Huffman from your Kearney, Hastings, and now Grand Island GNCs. That's right, now all the Tri-City GNCs are under one roof. We are dedicated to continue providing the highest quality supplements on the market, along with superior customer service. To kick off the special occasion, we are offering half-price gold cards in all three locations, plus offering 30% off your entire purchase to boot. Then, you continue to save 20% off everything in all stores for an entire year. We look forward to serving your needs at the Tri-City GNCs in Hastings, Kearney, and now Grand Island.
Ever seen a dented tortoise? Same way the thick tortoise shell protects its occupant, the Armacoatings spray-on bed liner from the Dent Popper protects your pickup bed. Armacoatings is the one that goes on hot, stays on strong, no rust, corrosion, dents, or scratches ever. Guaranteed for as long as you own your truck, and it says so in writing. That means your truck holds its value longer. Are you surprised the Dent Popper now applies Armacoatings? Don't be. The Dent Popper has been on the leading edge of vehicle preservation for years. See the Dent Popper north of Railroad on First, on the bricks, downtown Kearney for a free estimate.
Burger King Radio, take one.
Right now, get 10 chicken nuggets for just $1.49.
Wait, hang on. I'm sorry. There's no way you can get 10 chicken nuggets for just $1.49 at Burger King. That can't be right.
Yep, it says it right there. $1.49, 10 nuggets, limited time only. Take two.
They're crispy and golden on the outside, made with premium white meat on the inside. Wait, $1.49? Are you sure?
Yep, take three.
All right, then.
Enjoy 10 chicken nuggets for just $1.49 today. Get more your way. Only at Burger King.
Limited time only. Price and participation may vary.
Best Western Plus, Kearney's number one hotel on TripAdvisor and the official hotel of the Tri-City Storm. The Best Western Plus, located just off Interstate 80 and next to the Viera Event Center, offering spacious rooms, pillow top beds, free hot breakfast, fitness room, indoor pool, and hot tub. Call Best Western Plus at 308-234-2541 to book your stay. Best Western Plus, the official headquarters of the Storm.
You're listening to Tri-City Storm Hockey on the Storm Radio Network. This is the Old Chicago Postgame Show. To recap this one, we go back to the broadcast booth. Here's the voice of your Tri-City Storm, Jared Schaffrin.
Welcome back inside the Ann Arbor Ice Cube. It's the Old Chicago Postgame Show, the Tri-City Storm. A big weekend, getting 4 points, their first sweep of the season. They move their record forward to 6-2-1 through the team's first 9 games. The final score of this one, 5-1 in favor of your Tri-City Storm. A goal in each period, at least for the Storm. 3 in the second period, but they did strike in all 3 periods, and it was a complete effort for Tri-City. A little bit of a slow start again today, but they really picked it up, controlled most of the game. They outshot Team USA 39-15. Highlight of that was a second period in which the Storm outscored the USA team 3-0 and outshot them 12-2 in the second period. The first goal scored for Team USA and their only goal of the night for Joey Anderson on the power play from Clayton Keller and Chad Chris at 5:54 of the first period, and then it was Tri-City the rest of the way after the early deficit. Cody Milan scored an unassisted goal at 11:26 to tie things up. Really gave the Storm some life later in the first period as Milan made an individual move that was fantastic, splitting the defense, going in and beating Jake Ottinger with a shot through the five hole. Milan's second goal of the season. Tri-City then in the second period opened things up with 2 power play goals. Chris Wilkie with a power play goal from Jake Wallen and Bobby Nardella at 6:16. Wilkie gets a goal in his former home here in Ann Arbor. Chase Hatcher scores from Kyle Eastman and Alexi Ainali at 8:32 to make it a 3-1 Tri-City Storm lead. It was Hatcher's first goal of the season, and Eastman's first assist, Alexei Anali's first point of the season, first USHL point for Trying City. Matias Goranson scored on the power play from Tori Dello and Cody Milan at 15:13. Goranson's first USHL goal. Cody Milan picks up the assist. Dello with an assist. Second power play goal of the night for Trying City. And then in the third period, late in the game, with the Storm in control, Jason Critch scores a power play goal from Chase Berger and Cameron Spicer at 18:17. First USHL goal for Critch, and also first assist in the USHL for Cameron Spicer. A lot of firsts for this team, and of course, can't forget Alec Dillon. Didn't see a lot of action in front of his own net tonight, but he made 14 stops on 15 shots to pick up his sixth win of the season. That is tied for the league lead in wins. And now in the old Chicago postgame, we welcome the head coach of the Trying City Storm, Jim Holton. And coach, obviously a win for your team here, but what a lot of people are wondering, what is the status here of Mason Appleton, and can you give us an update on him having to leave the game there?
Yeah, he took a puck up in the face area. The good news, the initial report is nothing lost in terms of teeth, so if his mom's listening, you can take a deep breath. You dodged one. He got cut pretty bad on the lip area. They're taking him to the hospital to stitch it up just because it was so deep. They wanted to make sure that they had a surgeon do it. So I think probably the best result given what happened. We were all worried that he'd lost some teeth, but he didn't. And he'll look like a hockey player now with a big scar, but that'll heal.
Very good to hear there the early report on Mason Appleton, who sustained that injury in the third period. Now that we've gotten that out of the way, we can reflect back on a game where your team had another slow start but really took it over later in the game.
Yeah, they did. The key to me was Milan's goal that kind of just evened things out. We didn't start very good. We had a lot of hangover from last night, it looked like, in terms of a lot of the same issues that kind of hurt us at times last night were evident in the first 10 minutes. But as soon as Cody scored that goal, we seemed to kind of find ourselves and get back at it. And then, they lost their discipline a little bit in the second period. And I think, in fairness, it was fatigue on their behalf, a young team, and we put them away in the power play.
Yeah, and you talk about the power play, we'll get back to that, but I kind of felt the same thing, that Milan goal eased everyone out. You really tie the things up and you say, okay, we're even now, and that's where it seemed like the possession and a lot of the penalties they took were after long shifts in their own end.
Well, exactly, and we talked about that the way you beat this team is not by physically pounding on them. The way you is impose your will, force them to defend one-on-one because they're young kids. They're not physically developed in terms of their strength. So we finally did that. It took us four periods to figure that out, but we finally did that in the second, and you're exactly right. All of their penalties, or the vast majority of them, were in the defensive zone when they couldn't handle us.
And give credit to some of your bigger players to use their strength. Chase Hatcher had a big night just moving the puck in deep. We saw Appleton do that a few different times. And again, seemed like a pretty good night for that Appleton line with Abel. Another active night for those guys.
It was a very good active night, and obviously before he went down with the injury, Appleton was very good. Freitag's had another good weekend. He continues to progress, and Nolan Abel answered the bell again. So we had a lot of contributions. I mean, Alexei Anile hasn't seen game action in a long time. He makes a great play to set up Chase Hatcher. I mean, two guys that need it for their confidence. It was wonderful to see Chase get the monkey off his back. And again, that's what good teams do. They get contributions top to bottom. And, you know, we had two veterans that didn't line up tonight due to suspension, but some other kids stepped up and took advantage of the opportunity.
4-0 on the road now. Should we not drive back to Kearney tonight?
You know what? Good teams have to win no matter where you play, and we have a little bit of work to do on our home record. But you know what? We had to take care of business. These are two wins that you have to have when you're playing this young team. And you know, in fairness, this is the last tune-up games before U.S. heads into the under-17 tournament, which was really the focal point of their season. So I'll give our guys credit. It's one thing to say you have to come in and win two games, but we did it, and it's awful nice to be undefeated on the road.
Nine games in, power play is number one in the league. Three more power play goals tonight. Had a lot of chances to work on the power play tonight. What are you seeing from those guys, and why do they continue to succeed?
Well, I think the biggest thing is confidence. Once you have success out of the gate, you believe in yourself and you believe in the system and the setup. And we're getting great contributions from a number of players. And the nice part about the game tonight is we got to have everybody involved in on the power play. All four lines got chances on the power play. And again, that begins to breed confidence throughout the lineup. And, you know, you're going to have some nights where it doesn't go as well as it has this weekend or early on, but we've got a lot of weapons. We're hard to defend because we've got multiple angles that we can come at you.
How do you feel when on the bench with the eight defensemen, a little bit of change in the lines, everybody handled everything okay?
Yeah, it did. I think, again, because it was the 17s, it gave us an opportunity to get all eight of our guys in. And when you're in a development program like we are, it's hard to have guys healthy scratch. So this was a bit of a bonus in the fact that we got everybody. There was nobody healthy scratch tonight, which is kind of a first for us, and nice for the young defenseman to get some might. And because we had a bit of a comfortable lead, if you can call anything comfortable lead in this league, we got a chance to play everyone.
Tri-City Storm with a 5-1 victory tonight over the Team USA program. We're talking with Jim Holton on the Old Chicago post-game show before a long ride home to Kearney, Nebraska here. Longest trip of the season for the Storm, but they'll be able to go home happy knowing that they'll come back with 4 points. Coach, as we look ahead to next weekend, a lot of things still have to fall into place before we head back out on the road for another long trip. But maybe give us a little preview of what next weekend will be like in Madison.
Well, and obviously an expansion team that I think is just starting to find their legs. They started a lot on the road, and that's a difficult task for anybody. But been back home this weekend. I know they got their first win at home last night, I believe. So a team that's probably coming in. They've made some changes in this past week, too, so I think they're trying to figure their group out. So, you know, another unique challenge for us, but I think the nice part of being undefeated is that we have confidence in our ability to play on the road.
Fair enough. As the Storm with a 4-0 road record through their first four games away from Kearney. And you did mention, yeah, Madison did get their first win last night, and Daniel Willett, one of their new acquisitions, able to score a goal tonight. Game's still going on between Madison and Dubuque tonight. But Jim Holton joining us. Coach, we thank you for the time. Congratulations on your first sweep here this weekend.
Thanks very much, Jared.
Tri-City Storm with a 5-1 win over Team USA. We'll take a break on the Old Chicago post-game show and come back to wrap things up from the Ann Arbor Ice Cube next on Classic Hits 98.9.
New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery certified and fellowship-trained physicians provide a superior standard of care with no referral necessary. They treat all surgical and non-surgical orthopedic and sports medicine needs. No matter the activity, New West is here to get you back to it. Call New West Sports Medicine today at 308-865-2570 to schedule your appointment. That's 308-865-2570.
When you spend $1 on a radio commercial, you get a junky robot voice like me. But when you spend $1 at Taco Bell, you can get a beefy Fritos burrito or a shredded chicken mini quesadilla or a spicy tostada or other exciting foods. I'm so excited, I'm going to fire off lasers. Pew, pew, pew. That was exhilarating. The new Dollar Cravings menu at Taco Bell with 11 craveable creations. Live Moss Bell Sound. Fritos is a registered trademark of Frito-Lay North America, Inc. at participating location. Prices and items may vary. Tax extra.
You're listening to Tri-City Storm Hockey on the Storm Radio Network. The Old Chicago postgame show continues. Back to the ice with Jared Schaffrin.
Tri-City Storm with a 5-1 win. We're in the Old Chicago postgame show in Ann Arbor. Storm get their first sweep of the season, and we're now joined by one of the heroes from tonight's game, Cody Milan. Cody, appreciate you joining us here on the Old Chicago postgame show. We just talked with your head coach and talked about your goal here tonight. Seemed like he felt after you were able to score, tie the game at one, everybody settled in, and you really kind of regrouped for the win. What did you see on that goal? Because it looked pretty awesome going right through the D there.
First off, I made a bad play, so I was busting my butt back to back check, and I was just trying to get a puck, stick on the puck. Bobby stepped up, puck popped out, and the 2D, I think one of them might have been going for a change or something, and he came back, and I saw I could get through, so I just tried to use my speed and try and get a quick shot off.
And did you feel the same kind of thing that once you guys had evened the game, kind of evened things out, reset everything, and you felt like you could take control after that?
Yeah, we weren't very happy with our start. But I think after the first period, you know, Coach came in and talked to us, and we really settled down from there, and, you know, we took control of the game.
What have you guys experienced playing in front of Alec Dillon? He didn't see a lot tonight, but seems like you're just so comfortable with his presence playing in front of him.
I mean, yeah, Alec is a great goaltender, obviously, but, I mean, it helps because we all have the confidence, and, you know, we're not worried about letting up an easy goal or nothing. We know Dillon will take care of all that, so... You know, it's easy playing in front of a guy like that, but you got Blake Wyrick, too, who's just coming back from an injury, and he's a great goalie as well.
Now, this has been a great weekend for you. You got to see some family. You're from the state of Michigan. What was it like being able to score in front of your family here?
Yeah, I know. It was awesome for sure. It happened so fast, I didn't even realize it, but after I got to the bench, you know, I was looking up at everybody and saw them cheering. So, you know, I put a smile on my face. I was happy.
First sweep for you guys this season. You're 4-0 on the road. Seems like you're really clicking right now.
Yeah, no, we are. Yeah, it was good to get a first sweep and carry that momentum into next weekend, and hopefully we can keep building on that.
You dreading the ride home back here?
Yeah. We won, though, so it should be pretty fun. Yeah. So.
Well, you'll be able to catch the storm next week again on the road in Madison. Cody Milan, appreciate you joining us here in the Old Chicago Postgame Show.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Tri-City Storm with a 5-1 victory. Cody Milan joining us on the Old Chicago Post Game Show. Picked up a goal and an assist tonight in the 5-1 win. Let's wrap things up. Let's get to the three stars of the game presented by New West. New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery is a full-service rehabilitation center for sports-related injuries for the Tri-City Storm and the University of Nebraska at Kearney. Located at 2810 West 35th Street in Kearney, New West for the athlete. In all of us, three stars of the game here tonight in Ann Arbor, Tri-City Storm. 5-1 victory, and Tri-City, of course, get the third star here for the Storm. We'll give it to Matias Goranson, scored his first USHL goal here tonight for Tri-City, a power play goal for Goranson, third star, Matias Goranson. The second star, also for Tri-City, another key goal in this win, Chase Hatcher. Hatcher's first goal of the season scored from Kyle Eastman and Alexei Nali in the second period and gave the Storm a 3-1 lead at the time. Our number one star, we just spoke to him, Cody Milan. Milan with a goal and an assist. Got the game-tying goal in the first period. Really settled the team down, as you heard from Jim Holton. Really felt like Milan did a good job here tonight and got the first star for the Tri-City Storm. Grinder of the night tonight for the Tri-City Storm. We talked about Chase Hatcher with a nice grinding performance tonight. Well, we're going to give it to Kyle Eastman. Eastman doing a good job possessing the puck. Got some power play time tonight. Really working well, battling hard for Tri-City. Eastman with some family in the stands here tonight and happy to get another win for the Tri-City Storm. Our Dent Popper Grinder of the Night presented by the Dent Popper. Much like the Storm's hardest working player, the Dent Popper works hard to keep your car, truck, motorhome, motorcycle, boat, or trailer looking like new. The Dent Popper and Kearney, your satisfaction is guaranteed. And finally, our Riddles Jewelry Gem of the Night. Got to go to Cody Milan as well. What a goal for Milan in the first period. It's going to be a highlight reel tally. Check it out. We'll have the highlight for you cut up online at some point here on Storm social media. But fantastic goal by Cody Milan. Split the defense, went right in on net, beat the goaltender five-hole. That's our Riddles Jewelry Gem of the Night. Riddles Jewelry in the Hilltop Mall in Kearney is exactly what you're looking for. We invite you to experience the warm, friendly atmosphere in the store. Call us for more information at 308-338-1400. Final check of the Midway Auto out-of-town scoreboard. Here as we look around the USHL. Again, the final score here, Storm 5, USA 1. Youngstown defeated Bloomington 5-3 earlier today. Muskegon has a 3-2 lead on Green Bay with 11 minutes to go in the game. Madison with a 2-1 lead on Dubuque with 9 minutes to go in the second period. Omaha has a 3-1 lead on Des Moines, 6:12 to go in the second period. Cedar Rapids, a 2-1 lead on Sioux Falls with 10:27 to go in the second period. And Sioux City with a 2-0 lead on Lincoln, 3:56 to go in the second period in that one. That's it for us. For all your out-of-town scores and updates, go to USHL.com. We are going to sign off, and we thank you very much for listening to Storm Hockey on Classic Hits 98.9 this weekend. Next weekend, it'll be the Tri-City Storm and the Madison Capitals from Madison, Wisconsin, one of the first teams to play in the revamped arena in Madison for the Capitals. We will talk to you Friday and Saturday nights, the games on Central Time as normal, not like East Coast this weekend, but normal times for the games at 7:05 for both games coming up this weekend from Madison. So we'll talk to you on Friday night in Madison. Until then, have a great night, everybody.
You've been listening to Tri-City Storm Hockey on the Storm Radio Network. Join us again next time for exciting hockey in the heartland with your Tri-City Storm.
Did you know about this? Just a few years ago after that song, an Argentine couple named their son Lionel. Lionel Messi? And Lionel Richie has heard all about that now, was asked if they'd met, said no, but I am looking forward to that someday. TMZ says to Lionel, maybe he can teach you soccer, or maybe you can teach him to sing. Lionel said, yeah, that'd be better.
Classic Hits 98.9 and ClassicHits989.com.
Sing along with the super songs we play.
We'll be right back.
been away, haven't changed.